is available. Give them a call at 602-266-2136 or stop in Copper Star Coffee on 7th Avenue just north of Indian School Road, or visit us on the web at copperstarcoffee.com. That's Copper Star Coffee. Coffee with character.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Not quite a recession, but certainly a slowdown. The latest report on the economy indicates a growth rate of just 0.6%. The AP's Mark Smith has the White House reaction.
The verdict from Press Secretary Dana Perino, it's very slow growth, but it is growth nonetheless. However, she says the president is not satisfied, even though he thinks the stimulus package he and Congress approved will lead to a turnaround later this year.
The Fed is trying to decide what its next step may be, with an announcement on interest rates coming in a little more than 2 hours. Economist Dave Siders with the National Association of Home Builders says the Fed has some tough choices to make.
They're clearly looking at an economy in some trouble. They're also looking at some inflation indicators that they're worried about. So they're walking quite a line right now.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow now up by 116 points. A new report on terrorism indicates al-Qaeda has rebuilt some of its strength from remote hiding places in Pakistan. This is Del Daly, the coordinator of the government's office for counterterrorism.
Instability, coupled with the Islamabad-brokered ceasefire agreement in effect for the first half of 2007, along the Pakistani border, provide al-Qaeda leadership with the ability to conduct training and operational planning, particularly that targeting Western Europe and U.S. in the United States.
The report today indicates terrorist attacks in Afghanistan increased 16% last year, but attacks in Iraq dipped slightly. Meanwhile, recent deaths of Americans in Baghdad has set a new milestone. This is the AP's Sagar Magani.
With the deaths yesterday of three soldiers in separate Baghdad attacks, the April death toll is now 47, the highest since September. Overall, some 4,059 U.S. military members have been killed in Iraq since the war began.
New revelations in Texas about the children from that polygamous sect. The head of protective services says that investigators have uncovered a history of physical injuries. This is AP Radio News. The Army is now inspecting every barracks building worldwide to see whether plumbing and other problems revealed at Fort Bragg last week are widespread. Ed Frawley is the father of a paratrooper who took a home video of the conditions and then posted them on YouTube.
You walk down the hall and you see mold on the ceilings, on the ceiling tiles, and go into the communal bathrooms and walk around and look at the showers, and you have paint hanging down 6 inches from peeling off right over the heads of where the soldiers are taking showers.
The general responsible for the barracks says some soldiers are being moved elsewhere until those problems can be fixed. Final exams have been canceled. Students are being told to stay in their dorms at Florida Atlantic University. Police are looking for a man who fired a gun at a party on campus early this morning. And you know, kids try to do this all the time, trying to hold your breath as long as you can. Well, the bar has now been set by magician David Blaine. He set a world record on the Oprah show of 17 minutes and 4 seconds. He says it was a lifelong dream to do that. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.
Brought to you by University of Phoenix. Classes that escape the classroom, programs that are academically rigorous, instructors with valuable experience in their fields. University of Phoenix. Thinking ahead. 480-557-2000.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up. Additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
There is no reason to live in fear, and your home in particular should be somewhere you can relax. Your home is no place to be fearful, yet we all know someone who was caught unprepared. The bottom line is, you have a family and pets you are responsible for. Protect Your World Alarms wants your home to be your haven. Protect Your World Alarms is locally owned and provides alarms for asset protection to monitor carbon monoxide levels and alert you to fires. Protect Your World Alarms offers a complete range of home security solutions to include the latest security cameras so you can monitor your home or business online 24 hours a day. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. To find out if your home is at risk, call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003, or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Your home is not just a house, it's your whole world. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com or call
623-205-8003. The Randy Rhoads Show.
I mean, household income is down $1,000, highest inflation in 17 years. Gas prices up 200% and 1.8 million jobs lost. Those are the ugliest numbers this side of, like, Katie Kirk's ratings. Do you know? I mean, these are bad numbers, and he's actually out there campaigning on these numbers and telling you this is as good as America can do. Why? This is what prosperity looks like.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Tom Hartman Program, the No Boring Zone. Tom Hartman.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Last week, last Friday on this program, in the context of the whole, the whole Reverend Wright and Barack Obama thing was kind of unraveling at that point, and I think we'll get into a conversation about Barack Obama's news conference yesterday in a little bit. I think he has closed that door, although time will tell. But nonetheless, we had a very poignant call on this program. A fellow by the name of Ernest from Los Angeles called in and basically said, you know, what are you white people afraid of? And in fact, here is his call.
What have we as black people ever did to quote-unquote America? We never went to war against you. We never killed anybody. We never did anything. So what is it? What is it? I mean, Germans, we went to Germany. Germans killed us. Japanese killed us as Americans. What have black people did to deserve what we go through? And everybody keeps saying, well, it's not there, it's not there. It's like we did something to white, quote-unquote white America. I don't like to even use that word because I consider myself as American. But what have we done that we cannot get from under this yoke that you have put on us 400 years ago and have for the black people so angry? What have we done to you?
Damn good question, Ernest. And that's what I was, I could provide all the rationalizations about, you know, Nixon's Southern strategy and, you know, corporate policies stripping people of their jobs and let's play the blacks off it and say, oh, you know, it's affirmative action. They want your job. So I said, you know, let's get somebody on who really is in the middle of this. One of the white guys who's very concerned about the black guys. And we have with us now Pastor Thomas Robb. He is the national director of the Knights Party, otherwise known as the Ku Klux Klan. The website is kkk.bz, and as in business, kkk.bz. First of all, Pastor Robb, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm assuming you heard that question, and I'm curious, you know, what are you afraid of?
Well, first off, he makes a comment. He says that, you know, what have we ever done for you?
No, he said
done to you.
I can tell you what they've done for us. They provided us with hundreds of years of free labor.
Uh-huh. Well, they didn't provide any free labor for me. And I doubt they provide any free labor for you.
Well, to the extent that this country was built on slave labor, I think they provided a lot of free labor to both of us.
I don't know.
We wouldn't have had the American Revolution. We wouldn't have had the affluence for it were it not for slave labor.
I'm not sure that it was built on slave labor. Slave labor was only in the southern states. The northern states abolished slave labor years before, and the industry of America was in the north primarily. So, you know, I would not say it was built on slave labor either.
So, well, to that point, just this may be putting a fine point on it, but there was a variation on slave labor practiced in the North that was not a racist version. Yeah, there were a lot of Europeans who were coming over as indentured servants with 5, 10, 20-year indentures.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, so there was a form of slave labor in the North as well. It just wasn't a racist form. Or arguably it was, because it was mostly Irish, you know, and the British at that time were doing a pretty good job of oppressing the Irish. But, you know, the bottom line here, as, you know, your website talks about, you know, bringing a message of hope and deliverance to white Christian America. What are you afraid of with regard to, for example, an African-American becoming president or just the African-American community in general?
Well, first off, we're afraid of facts being stated, like you stated about them building America. So that's an odd truth. And to state an untruth like that as if it's a fact, that's number one thing.
Okay.
We have to look at. As far as slave labor in the South, there were many blacks who owned slaves also in the South. It was not exclusively white slavery ownership of blacks. There were blacks who owned slaves. In fact, the very first slave owner in America was in Virginia. He was actually a black man. You know, as far as...
I think you're America, citing the exceptions that prove the rule, sir.
The concept of America, when you look at America, the concept of America, of free enterprise, the concept of self-government, the concept of innocent to proven guilty, our whole constitutional republic, came out of our people. It was built by Europeans. Blacks did not build America. They were not the architects of America any more than somebody who constructs a beautiful building.
Well, they were in slavery at the time. I would say they were building America, but they were not certainly at the Constitutional Convention, if that's what you mean to say.
They
would have been prevented from walking into the building.
They were never at any Constitutional Convention, any country.
Right.
In the
there
world.
Were, however, Native Americans there.
Africa today still does not have. Constitutional conventions that you mentioned before. So they were never at any constitutional convention in which self-government was the result.
Well, it's only been since the 1950s that most of the colonial powers have left Africa.
And where is Africa today? Rhodesia was a prosperous country, exported mass quantities of grain and wheat out of Rhodesia after Mugabe took over 28 years ago. Today... Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe,
right.
Cannot even produce enough food for its own citizens.
And I would submit to you that this is the predictable consequence of ruling a nation as a colonial power, you know, stripping them of their culture, denying to them the knowledge of how these things, you know, how the technology that you're bringing in works, and then just creating this enormous vacuum. I mean, I was in Uganda in 1980 and 81 during the war against Idi Amin, and I can tell you, that was that power vacuum that allowed Idi Amin to come into power was a direct result. I mean, it was a few years later, but it was a direct result of 1956 when Churchill just said, okay, I've had enough criticism, I'm walking away, and there was no Marshall Plan to rebuild Africa the way we did with Europe. There was there was nothing. It was just, okay, we're out of here.
Yeah, well, you can say that's what you would submit, and everybody who listened to you, or maybe not everybody, but a great number of people who listened to that comment would laugh at it.
But I've been there. I've been in Kenya. I've been in Uganda. I've been in the Sudan. I was in Darfur just 5 weeks ago.
So I'm
telling you, these are the echoes of colonialism.
You're saying they're not able to build a country after close to 60 years now since whites left Africa?
Whites came to this continent in the 1600s, and it was...
You mentioned Africa.
And it was 200 years later before we had any kind of industrial base here. You're saying that they should...
We had a very prosperous economy, however, and so to say that we were not backwards, we had a prosperous economy, we had civility in the streets, People were not starving.
Let's get this back to Barack Obama and his. I mean, we can argue Africa all day long, and it'll be a kind of he said, she said, sir. And I think it's more important for us both to have a conversation about why the KKK and you as the national director of the Knights Party, KKK.BZ, why you are concerned. I mean, on your website it says, I think the phrase was, it goes without saying that we're not endorsing Barack Obama. What concern do you have about an African American as president? He seems like a smart, articulate.
Well, do you have any concern about his association with Bill Ayers?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any concern about his association with Bill Ayers?
No, none whatsoever. They sat on a board together. Do you have any concern about Hillary Clinton being on the board
with guys who are?
Do you have any concern about John McCain having more lobbyists on?
Absolutely. Okay. I would not endorse John McCain for either. So, none of the candidates, are friends of the American.
But the bottom line is it not, that your concern about Barack Obama is a concern about race?
Well, I think actually Barack Obama probably would help galvanize white people nationwide, where whatever John McCain would do would be rubber stamped by the Republican Party and probably could do a lot more harm to us than Barack Obama could do, because I think the Republican Party would probably be not likely to endorse his program.
Sir, we have about a half a minute left. What, in your opinion, would be the negative consequence of Barack Obama being president? What are you afraid of?
Well, I think that the same thing I mentioned before, whether it be Barack Obama or John McCain or Hillary Clinton, any one of those people would be somebody who I think would not be a friend of America. Mm. They are engaged in a globalist policy. They're light on our immigration laws. They are open borders with Mexico. It seems to not be a great concern. Maybe they speak somewhat of it now as we approach the election time, but certainly was not of a great concern over the years previous.
Okay, very, very quick question. My agent wanted me to ask you, do you guys use liquid fabric softener or the sheets for your sheets?
Do we do what?
I'm sorry, it was a bad joke. But Pastor Thomas Robb, National Director of the Knights Party, the Ku Klux Klan, KKK.BZ. Sir, I appreciate your coming on and having a conversation with us. Thank you.
I appreciate it all.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Mother's Day is next week, but if you keep putting it off, you'll forget, and Mom doesn't deserve that. Think of how much she does for you and how easy it is for you to go to ProFlowers.com and give her a bouquet to say, Happy Mother's Day! ProFlowers.com has an unbelievable deal for my listeners this week, but it's so good that it's only available until Friday. 100 blooms of eye-popping orange, pink, yellow, and white Peruvian lilies and a free glass vase for only $29.99. You heard me right. 100 colorful blooms for Mom for $29.99 plus a free vase. But you can only get this amazing deal by using my code Hartman. ProFlowers is the only way I send flowers because they're fresh from the field, beautiful, long-lasting, and a great value. To get the 100 blooms for Mom and the free glass vase, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to ProFlowers.com, find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner, click it, and just type in my password, Hartman. That's ProFlowers.com or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PRO-FLOWERS. And don't forget to use my code, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N.
Hi, this is Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. If you need an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring or upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. We pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. Keep in mind that with the warm weather approaching, ceiling fans are an energy-efficient way to stay cool. Call Evanston Electric for all of your ceiling fan needs. Our elite group of trained electricians is ready to help on a moment's notice. So for all of your electrical service needs, call us right now at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. Remember, you have the opportunity to support locally owned businesses like Evanston Electric. Call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, proud local sponsors of 1480 KPHX. Log on now to rewiringarizona.com.
Being called a loser means you may be our winner. And being our winner dumps $1,000 in your pocket. Log on to 365dietchallenge.com and take the free diet challenge. We're looking for the fittest, fastest weight loss story. If we feature yours, you'll win $1,000 in cash and your picture featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com today to register for your sample package of Impact Diet products and enter to win $1,000. Your free sample package from 365freedietchallenge.com also comes with personal weight loss coaching to help you meet your diet goals. Pay only a shipping and handling charge to have your free samples rushed out. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com and you could be telling all your friends, I'm a winner. Again, this offer is good for this month only. Lose weight and enter to be our $1,000 winner and featured on our website. Visit 365freedietchallenge.com. That's 365freedietchallenge.com. Shipping and handling fees may apply.
So people have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Most businesses move online because of the 24/7 accessibility that potential clients have to information they need about you. But most of all, it's because of the cost effectiveness. Consider that if your website is well designed, it can become your 24/7 sales rep and promotional person that you don't have to pay overtime to. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is interested in only one thing, making your business work for you. Atomic Medium Web is your one-stop shop for all your online and web needs. Let Atomic Medium help your business explode on the internet. Simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. That's 480-736-2711. Atomic Medium Web was also a proud sponsor of Randy's return to the airwaves in Phoenix. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com for all your website building needs.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Well, that was interesting. It was interesting that he was not quite as explicit as his website at kkk.bz. On the other hand, I was surprised. You know, I half expected when I said, what are you afraid of, that he would say, I'm not afraid of anything. And instead, he had a list of things that he was concerned about, that he was afraid of. I just want to share with you what I think is the bigger picture here and how I learned about this. First of all, the conclusion. The bigger picture is there is no such thing as race. Now, I realize that sounds like, you know, how can you say that? Scientifically speaking, genetically speaking, there is no gene for race. There is no single gene that makes a person black or white. Or actually, there are genes that affect skin color, but there is no single gene that makes a person what we would call a Caucasian, or what we would call Mongoloid or Negroid, or all the various words that have been used over the, I don't know what the old pseudoscientific word was for Native Americans, Asian and what's not. What we have, and the way that I learned this, by the way, what we have are a whole variety of hundreds of different genes that combine and cross-combine, and as people intermarry and interrelate, change and move around. We have a whole bunch of different genes that all do different things, none of which are specific to, quote, race. And the way I learned about this was back in 78, I was the executive director of a residential treatment facility for severely abused kids in New Hampshire, the New England Salem Children's Village. It's still there, along with the Hunter School, which we started for ADHD kids. HunterSchool.org is the website. You can Google New England Salem Children's Village. I think it's just SalemChildrensVillage.org is the website. And as the executive director of that program, I noticed an enormous number of kids coming to the program with what was then called the hyperactive syndrome, hyperactivity, hyperkinesis. And I wrote, in fact, one of the first papers on this topic in 1981. It was published in the Journal of Orthomolecular Psychiatry. About, you know, thoughts on the hyperactive syndrome. I had met with Dr. Ben Feingold out in San Francisco. We did a double-blind study of his diet with our kids, with 34 kids, and it was the result of that study.
And over the years, as a consequence of that and experiences within my own family, over the years, I've written 7 books on attention deficit disorder. And I hypothesized back in my first book, which was published in 1991, called ADD, A Different Perception, the Hunter in a Farmer's World book, I hypothesized that the genes that coded for the behavior of distractibility, impulsivity, and a high need for levels of arousal and sensation-seeking, risk-taking, that those three things, which are the three-legged stool upon which a diagnosis of ADHD rests, would actually be adaptive in a hunting-gathering society. They'd be highly useful in a hunting-gathering society. You'd be noticing everything around you. We call that distractibility now. If you're out in the jungle or the field or the savannah, that would be useful. It would save your life. You make quick decisions. We call that impulsivity now in a classroom. But if you were out there in the forest hunting and a rabbit, you were chasing a rabbit and a deer went by, you don't have time to sit down and do a risk-benefit analysis. You have to make instant decisions. So it would be highly adaptive. And the need for high levels of stimulation. The person who wakes up in the morning and says, I'm not going to go out there. There's lions and tigers and bears out there. That person would starve in that world. So I suggested that ADHD was A, genetic, and B, was adaptive. It was a good thing in some environments. 15 years later, almost 20 years later, however long it's been, 92 until 2 years ago, the research came in. The genetic research actually has now been done. And what they found was that the DR gene, the dopamine receptor genes, the DR genes, DR2, DR4, the dopamine transporter genes, the DT genes, they looked at the 7th and 11th alleles, these pieces of these genes, and they found that, yes, in fact, among people with ADHD, quote, these genes code for lower levels of dopamine, and among people with obsessive compulsive disorder or something short of that, people who just would make very good bookkeepers, very quiet, methodical, not risk takers, you have very high levels of dopamine. And in other words, there's this genetic difference. It's regardless of race. The genes that encode for intelligence have nothing to do with the genes that encode for skin color. The genes that encode for skin color have nothing to do with the genes that encode for ADHD. The genes that, I mean, it's just that sometimes there are similarities and associations, skin color and eye color, for example, or some types of facial features. But by and large, race is an artifice. Race is it's something that you see on the outside. But it is not, and this is where I think Barack Obama found Pastor Wright's comments so offensive. Because Pastor Wright was basically saying, hey, there's black people and they're different than white people. Well, there may be cultures that are different, but when you get right down to or subcultures rather that are different, but when you get right down to the bottom of it all, we are all just human beings. There's this vast variety of humanness to us, but we're all just human beings. And that was Obama's message, and I think that was why he was so offended by Reverend Wright. And for me, that's the carry-home message, that we're all just human beings here. We now know, as just in the last 15 years, we now know through genetics that there is no single gene for race. There is not even a good collection of genes for race. It's highly variable. And all of these generalizations that have been made over the years are terrible, terrible things that have done a disservice to us as the human race. It really is time for us all to consider the human race and pull together and just start saying, you know, we're past that whole thing about skin color or how somebody's hair is. I mean, that's got nothing to do with anything. What's the character of a person's soul?
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
This Mother's Day weekend, shop Ace and make Mom happy with unique gift ideas to help make her garden beautiful. Like fiberglass planters she'll enjoy all summer long. Now only $9.99 each. Give her a solar wind chime for just $19.99. Or get her the gift every gardener loves, an Ace gift card. Make Mom happy. Wednesday through Monday at Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Krista, and Leaves Pain Relief moved me to write this song.
I'm a ski patrol girl, and I hurt my shoulder bad. And one Aleve liquid gel was all the help I had. I took it in the morning, and it worked all day. I was moving down the mountain like a child at play.
Aleve moves me, Aleve moves me.
good move for me.
Use Aleve as directed for good moves worth singing about.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make me drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Every month we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like Geico's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. Geico.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy Squeezy Lemon Peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
It appears we were not in a recession during the first few months of the year. I'm Rita Foley. That's the time period covered in just-released government figures. The economy grew 0.6%, which a White House spokeswoman calls slow, but growth nonetheless. The biggest drag on the economy, no surprise, is the housing industry. Builders economist Dave Siders.
We're still looking at a housing market that, from all indications, is still very weak in terms of homebuyer demand. And I think the Fed needs to worry about that going forward, particularly the momentum in house prices, which is clearly strongly downward at this point.
The Fed's expected to cut interest rates by 0.25 after today's meeting. In Texas, the chief of protective services says investigators have uncovered a history of physical injuries in children taken from a polygamist sect. And new on Al-Qaeda, Washington says it's rebuilt some of its pre-9/11 capabilities from remote hiding places in Pakistan and remains the top terror threat to the U.S. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some inexplicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 5-9 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 5-9 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Most of these guys, as retired military analysts, also work for contractors. So they're put in a position to go out on television to spin the Pentagon's line to the American people. And what the carrot that's held over their head, or the stick that's held over their head, that they're not going to get the contracts that they want from the Pentagon unless they play ball.
The Jeff Barrios Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Well, as we like to say here, from the wire services today, in an act of campaign insiders said indicated an irrevocable break with his former pastor, Senator Barack Obama today defriended the Reverend Jeremiah Wright on Facebook. Senator Obama's comments about Reverend Wright on Tuesday seemed to indicate that a total rift with his former minister was underway, but his decision to defriend Reverend Wright on Facebook underscores the seriousness of his decision. At a press conference in Gary, Indiana, Chief Obama strategist David Axelrod said that Senator Obama had to defriend the Reverend Wright on Facebook, quote, because he was getting really annoying. Every day, Reverend Wright was sending Senator Obama new Facebook applications like, what superhero are you? And what 1980s toy are you? Mr. Axelrod said. After a while, enough is enough. Reverend Wright, who was the commencement speaker today at Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Clown College in Sarasota, Florida, made no references to Senator Obama, instead saying that the United States government, quote, is plotting to invade the moon, end quote. On CNN, Democratic National Committee Chair Howard Dean expressed fears that if the primary campaign drags on much longer, quote, there may not be enough room under the bus for the candidates to throw their aides. With Senator Obama having thrown Reverend Wright and Samantha Power under the bus, and Senator Clinton having thrown Geraldine Ferraro, Patty Solis Doyle, and Mark Penn under the bus, Mr. Dean said, we may need an additional bus. Thanks to Andy Borowitz for his ever-prescient take on the news. No, it's not the news. It's Andy Borowitz. BorowitzReport.com, by the way. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Tupac. Listening on KPHX in Phoenix. Hey, Tupac, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks again for taking my call.
Sure.
I thought that was a really good segment, that last piece that you did on humanity and our identity. And in reality, you know, humanity has as a nationality, global, the planet, of course, you know, Mother Earth. That's a traditional indigenous cultural teaching, but it's also a science.
Yeah.
And I think in the dialogue, you know, that we're having here recently, well, not recently, but that's been highlighted recently by the Obama campaign and the recent issues, the term white person and the term white goes spoken as part of the vernacular without being questioned as how that usage is reinforcing the very racism that we're criticizing at every turn and which is actually not part of the American dream.
And I would say which also, if I may interrupt you, gets into Malcolm X's book, where he commented about how white is parallel is a synonym in the English language for good and pure, and black is a synonym for evil, dark is a synonym for evil, and you know, how can that help but affect the way that we perceive people's color and race? I mean, we have problems even within our own language.
Exactly. Yeah, the aspect of the language is what should be also analyzing the campaigns. But I think part of the campaign is transition the concept of the American dream from just a middle-class economic status to societies or communities living in ecological equilibrium.
Yes.
On the planet. And
yes.
That is the dream.
If we don't do that, we're all screwed.
Pardon me?
If we don't do that, we're all screwed.
Exactly.
I mean, and this is what we have to learn from indigenous and aboriginal people, is how to live in balance, where everything's waste is something else's food, where it's all a giant cycle, where we can live in harmony and balance. And frankly, we have to start living in harmony and balance with each other and with the world around us. Tupac, you always have great insights. Thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it. And Chris in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Hey, Chris, what's up? Hey, Chris. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
What's
love
up?
Your show.
Thank you.
I want to comment on what you said about there only being one race and that being human. The misuse of race as we currently know it, black, white, Asian, whatever, is going to continue as long as we, the people, allow it to continue.
Yep.
And I've got a suggestion as to how we can start the stopping of that.
Okay.
If you and your listeners would check the other box every time they're given a form that asks their race.
Are you talking about the U.S. Census kind of thing or insurance forms?
Yeah, any government form that asks your race, check other.
Yeah.
And if you're allowed to write in something out to the side of that, write in human.
That's a great one. Eventually, they're going to be scratching their head going, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, and all of their demographics will go to hell, and
yeah,
they'll quit using it.
Yeah. Now, there are some differences that have to do with, and thanks, Chris, thanks for the point. There are some differences, and I know somebody will call and just, you know, to essentially kind of rebut this. There are some differences that have to do with where your ancestors grew up. For example, the obvious one that most people know about is sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell anemia is where the red blood cells, instead of being round when they're stressed out, become shaped like a sickle moon, like a third of a moon. And sickle cell anemia makes it harder for the plasmodium parasite, the malaria parasite, to live inside red blood cells. And so it confers a certain degree of immunity to malaria. Not immunity, but it makes it so it's not as severe. And you see this among people who grew up in Africa. But that doesn't mean that it's associated necessarily with race. For example, I have celiac disease. Celiac disease is a genetic condition where you can't digest gluten. It 1 in 15 people born in Northern Europe, and both of my father's parents came from Norway. They were Norwegian immigrants in 1917. 1 in 15 people coming from Northern Europe are born with the gene for celiac disease. That is, they can't digest wheat or gluten. Keith Olbermann, in fact, shares this with me. 1 out of 5,000 people from Italy shares that gene, because in the southern part of Italy, for thousands of years, they've been eating wheat, whereas the Norwegians were only conquered 800 years ago by the Christians, and only 500-600 years ago really started eating a wheat-based diet. It's a very rare thing. So in Scandinavia, they test every baby for this. It doesn't have anything to do with race. It has to do with the environment in which your ancestors grew up. We have to understand this stuff. It's far more complex than, oh, he's a black person, he's a white person. What does that mean? It means nothing. George in Phoenix, Arizona, KPHX. Hey, George.
Hey, Tom. Great conversation, necessary conversation. When you started talking about genetics, though, something dawned on me. This is why we're seeing the right attacking the idea of Darwin and genetics, because they don't want a scientific means of showing them that they're like everybody else.
Right. Well, I mean, you had the Mormon Church up until just within Mitt Romney's lifetime. I think it was in the mid-70s or the mid-80s. For over 100 years, you had the Mormon Church suggesting that the mark of Cain, you know, Cain killed Abel and God put a mark on his forehead and sent him off so that wherever anybody saw him, he could be persecuted.
Yes.
And the Mormon Church said that's blackness. And therefore, you couldn't be a good Mormon and be black. And you know, they changed with the times, as it were, and said, oh, well, you know, apparently Joseph Smith was wrong and the tablets of Moroni were wrong, which kind of brings into question a whole lot of things. But nonetheless, yeah, I think your point is well taken, George. We really do need to look at this in a more practical fashion, I think. Nanette in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Nanette.
Hi, how you doing?
Just great, but I'll get better. How about you?
Me too. You know, I just called in. I'm African American, and it's just, you know, I find this whole issue of race just really kind of ironic. I mean, when you think about it, race is in this country especially, is far more social construct than it is an ethnic identity. I mean, the vast majority of black people in this country have white blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
true. So, and also in converse, if you look at white people that whose heritage comes from the South, at least 10% of them have black blood.
Right.
Including maybe the Ku Klux Klan guy that you spoke to.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, my mother's family's been in this country since the 1600s. The odds are very high that there are African Americans in my lineage, and I know that there are Native Americans in my lineage. We're all mongrels here. We're all human beings here.
Exactly.
Now the other point, though, that I think that we have to acknowledge is that because race has been used as more than just a social construct for so many years, mm-hmm. that subcultures have evolved over time as a way of collectively defending against the use of race against people. And And now you've got this, you know, this kind of backlash, which the KKK certainly represents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being manipulated, in my opinion, by the corporatists. It's being manipulated by people who will say, oh, yeah, we're going to send your job off to China. Well, actually, we're not going to talk about sending your job to China. What we're going to say is it's those quotas, you know.
Well, you know, and that's been going on since America has been America. When you think about it, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about the fact that, you know, you talk about the Trail of Tears and the five civilized American Indian tribes.
Yep.
They had slaves. And one of the reasons they were given slaves was to separate them and to make them feel as though they were superior to the black folks that were surrounding them. And so this has been, you know, this whole social, this whole way of getting the rich to make people that are, that don't have as much money, that are not as powerful, you know, give them a little bone.
Yeah.
Give them a little bone.
I thought it was interesting. You know, Peter Farb wrote Man's Rise to Civilization, which is the best ethnography, in my opinion, of first contact with Native American tribes all across the United States. And he chronicles hundreds of different tribal communities and how they organize socially. And he only found a couple, and most of them were in the Pacific Northwest, where the salmon runs came twice a year, and so it was possible for a small aristocracy to lock up the food. He only found a couple Native American cultures that actually practiced slavery. The vast majority of them didn't. It was alien to them and totally foreign to their way of thinking.
And
the same is true of Africans at first contact.
Yeah,
and so this is something that is just, you know, it's sick and twisted, and it's damaged our country beyond belief, and it's time for a healing and a reconciliation. Nanette, thank you so much for your thoughtful comments.
Sure thing.
Much appreciated. 45 minutes past the hour, 866-303-2270, our telephone number, tomhartman.com, our website, airamerica.com as well. We'll be right back.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC.
It is a 1-0 game. The Avs have struck first.
One of the NHL's best rivalries continues in the Western Conference semifinal. The Avalanche invade Detroit to take on the Red Wings. Catch Game 5 Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern. One team will take one step closer to the Cup. Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinal. Saturday at 1 Eastern, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
Spark plugs, one of the most misunderstood parts in the entire engine. Replacing worn-out plugs reduces misfires, increases power, and improves gas mileage. You know this. What you don't know is the shape your spark plugs are in right now, which is all the reason you need to get over to Advance Auto Parts, where Bosch Platinum Plus 2 spark plugs, the ones that last over 100,000 miles, are on sale. Offer ends May 31st. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
So why use a locally owned business when you need a product or service? Well, 76 Mortgage would like you to know that when you shop at locally owned businesses, 45 cents of every dollar stays right here in Arizona versus only 13 cents for every dollar spent at a big out-of-state corporation. 76 Mortgage has always used only local appraisers, local lenders, and local realtors. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX since the very beginning. Over the years, they've received calls trying to deter their support, but they feel strongly about advertising on a station that promotes local business. In fact, 76 Mortgage can actually save you money as an independently owned broker because they can shop for the lowest rates available for you versus the national banks, which sell only their own products. So when you need a loan, put your money where your house is, locally, of course. For your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN and buy local today.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make. Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice Saturdays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
If you transfer your IRAs, 401ks, or any retirement accounts today, we will add 10% to your full account value. $100,000 becomes $110,000, $400,000 becomes $440,000, and $700,000 becomes $770,000. My name is Stephen Dijon, president of the Dijon Advisory Team. I was on the cover of Senior Market Advisor magazine because I protect my clients' money, and I can guarantee an income for life. We don't recommend stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities. These are risky securities. And with securities, you have unlimited upside, but you also have unlimited downside. Our clients do not lose money in negative markets. Do you have a multi-generational IRA? Why not? It's been your right since 2001. Don't let Uncle Sam be your biggest beneficiary because your broker or banker is sleeping at the wheel. Call us right now at 866-515-6669 to receive your free video and brochure. We will then set up your free IRA and retirement checkup at one of our nationwide locations. Call 866-515-6669. It's a new year and it's time for change. Call 866-515-6669.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. It's already starting to heat up, and I need my air conditioning checked. I called Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
Yeah, give me a flashback here, Grace. And why was it a white rabbit? Is that some sort of a racial comment? No, I think, you know, this is just culture and history. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Shion, if I'm pronouncing that right, in Miami, Florida, listening on WINS.
Hello.
Hi, is it Shion?
Hi, this is Shion, yes.
Welcome, you're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a comment, and this racial thing is going on and on and on. 45 years ago, I was the first black woman that went to work for any airline in California.
Hmm.
At 70, I'm hearing the same thing I heard 50 years ago.
Yeah.
The thing is that when the slaves were brought here, the people that were here, European Americans, they gave them everything they had. They brought nothing from Africa except their little seeds in their pockets and their fear. This country gave them their name.
Respectfully, Shion, they brought a rich culture with them, and
yes, they
and they
did.
Brought language with them, and they brought religion with them, and those things were systematically stripped from them.
Exactly. And in that place, they gave them a quasi-religion, a quasi-name, a.k.a. roots. They gave them everything.
Right.
Now, this is a mixture of what they gave them and what they could retain.
Right.
So when white people say they don't know anything about black people, I don't think that's true, because black people worked in their kitchens, in their fields, been in their lives for, what, the past 200 years?
Mm.
So if they don't know anything about them, then we have a generational gap of the people that are in their 40s and 50s now that don't know their history. White
yeah.
people don't know their history. Black people don't know their history, because yeah. nobody reads in this country. They take the propaganda and hearsay.
Yeah.
If black people read European history, they would never stop twice if someone calls them whatever name they call them. My feeling is this is my piece of dirt, too.
Yeah.
I don't back down to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody is superior to me. White people aren't superior. We are not superior. We are
Amen.
Not inferior. But we do need to know our history.
Shion, you raise a really important point, and thank you so very much for calling and saying it. And if I can riff on this just for a moment, there's this thing called the Harvest Gathering that's put together by a magazine in the Northwest, and the folks who put it on every year, and
invite, well, in this case, they invite, this was in 96, I think, 95, 96, something like that. They invited people from different races and religions, and here we are using that construct, different parts of the world, in fact. There was literally elders from Africa who were invited. There were Native Americans who were invited. There were elders from Aboriginal tribes in South America. In fact, one fellow came from Peru and brought some coca leaf with him. It was a remarkable time, and I was the guy who they selected to be the elder for the white group, right, the white Americans. And so there's about a dozen of us who are sitting in this group, and there's maybe 400 or 500 people around us, and there's a bunch of young people, young white middle class people who are dressed like Native Americans. They're dressed in buckskin and stuff for this harvest gathering in Western Massachusetts, in this fall celebration. And Frank Nosey, who's this Native American, he has since deceased. No, his last name wasn't Nosey. I'm sorry, I don't remember his last name, but Frank. Frank leaned over to me, and I wrote about it. You can find this on my website. I wrote an article about it. Frank leaned over to me, and he said, "Why are those white kids out there dressing like Native Americans?" He says, "Why do you guys want to imitate us?" He said, "We have been slapped around. We have been spat upon. We've had our land stolen. We've had our women raped. We've had our men murdered. We've had, you know, you don't, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Why would anybody want to be with us, like us?" He said. And I said, "Frank, you remember your ancient language?" And he said, "Yes, I can still speak the language of my people." I said, "You remember the sacred places?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, "You remember the sacred traditions, or at least many of them, the plants, the names of the gods, the directions, the sacred directions, things like that, the rituals?" He said, "Yes, I do." I said, when my parents came from Europe. My mother and my father, their parents came from Europe. I said, I went back to Norway, where my father is from, and in one of my great-grandparents' home, in the back of that house, there is a stone on which there is writing that is about 2,000 years old, and nobody today can tell me what that writing says. There was a time when my ancestors lived tribally, just like yours did, Frank. And then the Celts first 3,000 years ago, then the Romans 2,000 years ago swept across Europe, and then the Catholic Church 1,000 years ago swept across Europe, and they stripped from all of the European tribal people. And Jefferson wrote about this extensively when he talked about the Whig histories. They stripped, and the Anglo-Saxons, in fact, the Electoral College was based on the pre-Roman, the Wicca Gemeimot, the Council of Wise Elders from the tribal times in England. They stripped from the tribal Europeans their culture and their history. I said, my people have lost connection with their ancient roots. Your people have not. And I think that that's one of the reasons why young white people find so attractive the traditions of Native Americans. And he said, my God, I never understood. He said, your people are like hungry ghosts. Spiritually, you're empty. And I said, yeah. Yeah, we've lost that connection. And what's been replaced with it? Stuff. Toys. Consumerism. Sexuality. You know, short-term pleasures. Money. And it's really no replacement for deep culture. And this is the same thing that happened to African Americans when they were brought to North America from Africa. They were stripped of their cultural roots, of their cultural heritage. And I think that, frankly, all of us need to be going back and saying, what are the ways that worked 5,000 years ago? What were the ways that humans were actually able to live in stasis, in homeostasis, in balance with the environment and with each other? What are the lessons that the Iroquois taught the founders?
Tom Hartman. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us. The stars are out in force as the Penguins battle the Rangers for a chance at a cup. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. Sidney Crosby leads the Penguins. Chris Drury sparks the Rangers. Who's got what it takes to go for the cup? It's Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Semifinal. Sunday at 2 Eastern, 1 Central, 11 a.m. Pacific. The Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The cup changes everything.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO. Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480-KPHX. Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Growth in the economy has slowed to a crawl. The housing industry continues to slump. Gas prices are high, and consumers are feeling less confident about their own finances. Facing all of that, the Fed is to make another announcement on interest rates today.
At its last meeting, the Fed cut interest rates by 0.75%. This time, it's expected the central bank will deliver a more modest reduction of 0.25%. Part of the reason, says Mesirow financial economist Diane Swank, involves worries spreading beyond the economic slowdown.
They're also getting very concerned about inflation, and the lower they go, the more they have to eventually take back later on.
That's with the hope that rate cuts continuing since last September will help to revive the economy, including the contracting job market and deepening housing slump. Mark Hamrick, Washington.
And right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 101 points. Al-Qaeda is gaining strength. A new government report on terrorism indicates attacks by Al-Qaeda grew last year in both Pakistan and Afghanistan. Counterterrorism official Del Daley says Iran also continues to be the world's biggest sponsor of terrorism.
Iran provides aid to Palestinian terrorist groups, Lebanese Hezbollah, Iraq-based militants, and Taliban fighters in Afghanistan.
More than 22,000 people were killed by terrorists around the world last year, an 8% increase over 2006. Three children have been taken from a church in New Mexico whose leader claims to be the Messiah and admits to having sex with his followers. This is a spokeswoman for the state's Children, Youth, and Families Department.
The Children, Youth, and Family Department, partnering with New Mexico State Police, received information alleging unsafe situations for children that were residing at the compound.
There are still believed to be about 70 adults there. Meanwhile, in Texas, Child Protective Services officials say some of the children taken from a polygamous compound show evidence of physical injuries. This is AP Radio News. Fire raged through a building at the famous Hollywood and Vine intersection in California today. The one-story building is home to a nightclub and restaurant. It was not open. No injuries have been reported. You know this and had to be coming. A book is being written now about former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer.
Penguin Books says it has signed Peter Elkind and Alex Gibney to write a book about the rise and fall of former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. The publisher did not announce a title or a date for the book about Spitzer, who resigned last month when it came to light he was a regular client of a high-priced call girl service. Elkind co-wrote the book and documentary The Smartest Guys in the Room about the fall of Enron. Gibney directed that film and the current Afghanistan documentary, Taxi to the Dark Side. The Spitzer book will be published by Penguin's business imprint Portfolio. Warren Levinson, New York.
India is trying to clean up Bollywood. After asking actors not to smoke on screen, India's health minister has called on movie heroes to stop drinking alcohol on camera. Villains may be able to still drink. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue is doctor recommended to eliminate flakes and itch. Contains vitamins, moisturizers, and botanicals to help restore hair to its natural, healthy state. Celsin Blue. Naturals. The difference is clear.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes. Jeff Farias. And Mike Malloy. the wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480-KPHX.com.
How satisfying would it be for you to know that a construction job you helped manage is now a functioning building, home, or development? The construction industry needs qualified people to plan and coordinate various phases of construction projects. But to get to that level, you need to develop knowledge and skills, the kind that are taught in the construction management program at ITT Technical Institute. Call 1-800-338-4571. ITT Tech's bachelor degree program in construction management helps graduates prepare for career opportunities in a variety of entry-level positions in the construction management field. Classes meet just a few days a week to help you balance school with your life, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Learn more about pursuing your degree in this high-demand field. Call now for a brochure on the construction management program at ITT Tech. Call 1-800-338-4571. 1-800-338-4571. That's 1-800-338-4571.
It would have been so much easier to be a right-wing station.
You could have lied to me about the reasons for going to war, and I still would listen.
Right-wing listeners are so easily pleased.
You could have given my constitutional rights away to the 20th caller, and I would still listen.
You just keep telling them what they want to hear over and over and over.
You could run over my dog, two cats, one parakeet, three turtles, and I'd still be a listener.
And they love you.
For life.
Instead, our passion is intelligent. The Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. It's talk radio for the rest of us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Tom Hartman Program. Now, speaking from behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone, Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Lots of discussion in our chat room about my comments, about my conversation at the Harvest Gathering with Frank, the Native American elder. And Louise just put a link to the article that I wrote back at the time, this was a decade ago, on our homepage at tomhartman.com if you want to read that. It was sponsored by Spirit of Change magazine, which is published in Western Massachusetts by Carol Bedrosian, an old and dear friend, and her partner Little Bear. Marvelous people. So, anyhow, that's kind of wrapping up our last hour. With us right now is Professor Marjorie Cohn. She's the president of the National Lawyers Guild and a professor at the Thomas Jefferson School of Law. Her website, Marjorie, M-A-R-J-O-R-I-E, Cohn, C-O-H-N, .com. And Professor Cohn, Marjorie Cohn, welcome to the program.
My pleasure, Tom.
I asked you to come on the program today because there was a fascinating piece that Sheldon Rampton wrote. I saw it over at Common Dreams. It was published by the Center for Media and Democracy. It's still there. The headline at commondreams.org is Pentagon Pundit Scandal Broke the Law. And as you know, the New York Times basically outed this thing that's been going on for apparently since the beginning of the Bush administration, where the Pentagon was spiffing in a variety of ways, not financial necessarily, but giving special access, special briefings, inside information to a lot of ex-military and current military who then were encouraged to go out into our media and spread propaganda and disinformation. And there is a piece of legislation that every year since 1951 has been attached to every single appropriation bill. And this goes back to the there are communists in the State Department stuff, you know, the Joe McCarthy time, that says that No part of any appropriation contained in this or any other act shall be used for publicity or propaganda purposes within the United States, not heretofore authorized by Congress. This is the law in the United States, and it seems to me quite clear, and Sheldon Rampton built a very strong case for this, that this law was broken by this administration and by this Department of Defense. However, it also appears that our Justice Department, this unitary executive, is absolutely unwilling to enforce the law. What are our constitutional and judicial remedies? And first of all, is my analysis correct?
It is. And if you look at, and I talk about this in my book, the very, very systematic disinformation campaign leading up to the war in Iraq, where they were talking about mushroom clouds and they were sure he had weapons of mass destruction, even though the information was there that he didn't, he being Saddam Hussein, and the Center for Public Integrity, which documented 935 lies told by high officials of the Bush administration in the 2 years after 9/11 about these mythical weapons of mass destruction and ties between Saddam and Al-Qaeda. And you see now another very, very similar disinformation campaign trying to prepare us from the impending war on Iran, which is part of course, their election strategy. But this is, it's not just illegal, it's outrageous. And what it has done is to lead us into wars, keep us in that war and in that occupation at the loss, a great loss of lives, both American and Iraqi lives, and money, and also our vulnerability to terrorist attacks is actually increased because of that. So,
and our reputation around the world.
A reputation around the world. So this is not just a matter of being illegal or wrong. It's also a matter of national security, and it's very, very alarming that this has been happening, although it's not surprising. You can see that Fox News, of course, is used as a mouthpiece for this, but it also, you can also see it on CNN and MSNBC as well, these well-placed generals and other high military officials and Pentagon officials really planting disinformation in the minds of the public and in the minds of Congress to try to manipulate foreign policy. And you're going to see a lot of this leading up to the election as well.
Right, or leading up to an invasion of Iran. It looks like we now have a second carrier fleet in the Persian Gulf, and it looks like there's a it seems to me, you know, all this talk about $200 oil, I think that's all euphemism for war with Iran. But that's, you know, we digress. You said that this is not only illegal, it's outrageous. It seems to me like we should reverse the metaphor and say this is not only outrageous and wrong and morally wrong and anti-American and all those things, but it is also illegal, because the illegal part of it is the hook that we can use to stop it, it seems. And yet, Sheldon Rampton suggests that it's going to require congressional action to actually provide some sort of enforcement mechanism. How do we, if we identify this as specific illegal behavior on the part of this administration and this Department of Defense, how do we prosecute the illegality of it?
Well, that's a really good question. And Congress passes laws, and then Bush secretly attaches, not secretly, but quietly attaches signing statements saying, I'm not going to follow the law. But Congress does have a power called contempt. And when people are in contempt of Congress, they can bring people onto the floor of Congress, try them, and convict them and imprison them in the basement of Congress. This is called inherent contempt. And this is what Congress should be doing. We cannot depend upon the Attorney General to enforce any of our laws against this administration, because he was put in there as a puppet of George W. Bush. I'm talking about Michael Mukasey, and he has goose-stepped to the Bush agenda ever since. But Congress and the judiciary, there were three different separate co-equal branches of government put into the Constitution by the Founding Fathers specifically to check and balance each other so that no one would become more equal than others. And Congress has an oversight role here. Congress has the power to make the laws, and the president has the duty under the Constitution to enforce them. And if the president is not doing that, then the other two branches, the legislative and the judiciary branch, need to step in and stop it.
But we're speaking with Professor Marjorie Cohen, president of the National Lawyers Guild, professor at Thomas Jefferson School of Law, and the titles of your books, I'm sorry, I don't have them in my notes here. The
Cowboy Republic.
Cowboy Republic, thank you very much. And that's the book that you were referring to as
Ways the Bush Gang Has Defied the Law.
Right.
And these also can be challenged in lawsuits, and the National Lawyers Guild, my organization, and many others do mount these types of challenges.
Right.
The problem, and so a court could actually step in, but the problem is that takes time, and I'm hoping under a new administration, hopefully a Democratic administration, there will be some accountability for the crimes that are taking place now.
But let's get back to an inherent contempt for just a moment,
yes.
Because you're right that Congress, or at least here I am telling a professor of law that she's right, but I mean, I understand. I mean, I've read this also, and that Congress has the power to hold somebody in contempt, to arrest them, to bring them to Congress. They actually have a jail cell in the basement, and they can lock them up in it. The problem is that the enforcement mechanism, while the executive branch has an enforcement mechanism called the FBI and the Secret Service, Congress has an enforcement mechanism called the Sergeant at Arms. I mean, they've got this little tiny police force Congress has that is basically limited to Washington, D.C. Here you have Harriet Myers and Karl Rove defying congressional subpoenas. They've already been found in contempt of Congress, and Congress has not sent the Sergeant at Arms down to Texas to arrest them and bring them back. I'm not sure that Texas would even necessarily extradite them to Washington, D.C. Would that be necessary? And, I mean, it seems unlikely that Congress is going to use its inherent contempt powers. They haven't been used since the early part of the 19th century, have they?
No, and and since 1934, actually.
1934,
but no, you don't see that. You see Congress initiating a civil suit, but not their inherent contempt.
Right, which is pretty pathetic. It's like, we're going to sue you for money?
And this takes years. The civil suit takes years. So, no, they really need to step up to the plate and put their money where their mouth is.
So is there, to the best of your knowledge, is there any stomach for this anywhere in Congress? Has anybody called for Congress to use their powers of inherent contempt?
You know, I think I've seen one or two people talk about it, but there's just, I mean, you see the Nancy Pelosi taking impeachment off the table, you know, before she even took over, just after.
Yeah.
Don't get me started.
So,
exactly.
So lacking any powerful will by Congress to actually use the powers that they have available to them that haven't been used since 1934. What about Rampton's suggestion that Congress pass legislation right now, even making this more explicitly illegal, pointing out that this is illegal, and again asking the Justice Department to enforce the law?
I think that's a great idea, and rather than appending it to bills, I make it its own bill. Of course, Bush will probably veto it, at least during this Congress, and we'll see what kind of Congress comes in 2009 and what kind of administration comes in, and it's a Democratic administration. We're not going to see all these vetoes.
Yeah, we could call it the Let's Hold the Criminals Actually Accountable for Their Crimes Law.
That would be great.
Something like that. Professor Marjorie Cohn, one of the finest lawyers and most knowledgeable constitutional scholars in America, president of the National Lawyers Guild, professor at Thomas Jefferson School of Law, author of Cowboy Republic, her website, Marjorie Cohn, COHN.com. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us.
My pleasure, Tom.
16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program, taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day.
5 days a week.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
So people have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Most businesses move online because of the 24/7 accessibility that potential clients have to information they need about you. But most of all, it's because of the cost effectiveness. Consider that if your website is well designed, it can become your 24/7 sales rep and promotional person that you don't have to pay overtime to. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is interested in only one thing, making your business work for you. Atomic Medium Web is your one-stop shop for all your online and web needs. Let Atomic Medium help your business explode on the internet. Simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. That's 480-736-2711. Atomic Medium Web was also a proud sponsor of Randy's return to the airwaves in Phoenix. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com for all your website building needs.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix, and I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
When there's people and more people, what do they know? No. Go to work in some high rise and vacation down. And there's winners, and there's losers, but that ain't no big deal, cause a simple man, baby, pays the thrills, the bills that kill.
It's All America, you and me and all of us together here. Welcome back. Sheldon Rampton, his brilliant piece, The Pentagon Pundit Scandal Broke the Law. And he points out that the Bush administration's efforts to influence public opinion through the use of these 75 retired military officers who were recruited by Don Rumsfeld and giving talking points to then deliver to you and me via Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN, it was a covert operation. This makes it illegal. It was an attempt to mold opinion. This makes it a violation of the law. And it was done through the undisclosed use of third parties. That's a legal phrase that again, explicitly makes what was done a crime. By the way, this New York Times story, which was a big deal, I mean, it was a huge story in the New York Times, and it was picked up by many newspapers around the country, and was reported on by Keith Olbermann on MSNBC, to the best of my knowledge, that's the only place on any of the media, any of the national television media, the people who have been using these guys for the better part of 5-6 years, It's the only place that it's been acknowledged. They haven't said, oh, yeah, well, we were suckered. All these military analysts. You know, why is CNN not reporting this story of how the news was manufactured by the Pentagon and how they were manipulated? Why is ABC and CBS and NBC, why are they not reporting this story? Other than that it makes them look bad, but I mean, this is a major national scandal. And it's not just a scandal, it is a crime. It is a plain old flat-out crime. Okay, so we've got that. And Sheldon Rampton saying, you know, Congress, do something about it. They call Congress.org, points to a page on our website where we've got the 800 numbers for Congress. You can contact, call your member of Congress and say, your member of the House of Representatives, your two senators, and say, I would like an investigation into the manipulation of our media by these 75 retired military officers that was funded and organized by the Rumsfeld Defense Department, by the Bush administration. I'd like to know what the deal is. Moving along, there's a few other things here that have to do with the campaign today that I just found mind-boggling. Today, Karl Rove wrote an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. This is one of the reasons why, increasingly, I always read the Financial Times first instead of the now Murdoch-owned Wall Street Journal. And when my Wall Street Journal subscription expires, yeah, I'm just going to let it expire. We should get the Financial Times as an advertiser. I'm telling you. Here's Karl Rove's op-ed, and this is so ironic. He says, for example, he's talking about how John McCain needs to humanize himself. He says, for example, in 1991, Cindy McCain was visiting Mother Teresa's orphanage in Bangladesh when a dying orphan was thrust into her hands. The orphanage could not provide the medical care needed to save her life, so Mrs. McCain brought the child home to America with her. She was met at the airport by her husband, that would be John McCain, who asked what this was all about. Mrs. McCain replied that the child desperately needed surgery and years of rehabilitation. I hope she can stay with us, she told her husband. Mr. McCain agreed. Today that child is their teenage daughter, Bridget. And then Karl Rove says, I was aware of this story. He doesn't add that, by the way, in the 2000 election, he was in charge of an operation, or it is alleged. I mean, it's almost impossible to believe that he didn't put together the operation, because it certainly was happening on behalf of the George W. Bush candidacy in South Carolina, I believe it was. Perhaps it was North Carolina, but I'm pretty sure it was South Carolina, where they were push-polling. They were calling registered Republican voters and saying, if you knew that John McCain had a black child out of wedlock and was raising that child as his daughter, would that cause you to change your vote? And all these, you know, like our guests from the KKK in the first hour of the program, holy cow, what are you talking about? Well, you can go look at the picture of his family. And there he is. There's John and Cindy, and there's this rather dark little girl with them. And it caused John McCain to lose that primary to George W. Bush, this is the thing. I mean, McCain had won the, you know, New Hampshire. He was on a roll. So here's Karl Rove, the height of hypocrisy. And Rove, not even, I can't even believe that the Wall Street Journal didn't say something about this. It'll be interesting to see if anybody in the letters to the editor tomorrow points it out. Hillary Clinton seeks edge by focusing on voter insecurities. This an irony. Hillary Clinton's embrace, Timothy Apple writing in today's Wall Street Journal, Hillary Clinton's embrace of the tiny industrial magnet industry in Indiana plays to the insecurities of blue-collar workers, a successful strategy in other states. They refer to this as her Ohio Valley strategy, where she goes to factories that have been shut down as a result of globalization, as a result of NAFTA, which she supported and her husband pushed through, and says, isn't this a shame? This is a terrible thing. Elect me. I'll fix this. Well, you know, I am hopeful that she's being absolutely genuine in this, and she really and truly has changed her stripes, that she really and truly has changed her opinion on this and is no longer in favor of these insane trade policies. And I'm, I think, respectful of the Obama campaign for not pointing out the hypocrisy of it.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
An English proverb says the cat has 9 lives, 3 for playing, 3 for strain, and 3 for staying. My cat Higgins has used up all 9 of his lives. In fact, before when we first got him, he was very sick. He had several operations. He's probably the most expensive cat ever, but he's worth it to us. He really is. How can you tell if your cat is healthy? Veterinarians at Purina have identified 6 signs of optimal pet health. The 6 signs are body condition with strong muscles and healthy heart, strong immune system, bone and joint health, digestive health, healthy skin, shiny coat and bright eyes, and dental health. The specialized nutrition in Purina One is formulated to deliver in all 6 of these areas to help give cats just what they need to stay healthy and strong. Could a change in food change your cat's health for the better? It's easy to find out. Just call 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW today to get your coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of the Purina One formula that's right for your kitten, adult, or senior cat. Or go online to PurinaONEChallenge.com. Mother's Day is next week, but if you keep putting it off, you'll forget, and Mom doesn't deserve that. Think of how much she does for you and how easy it is for you to go to ProFlowers.com and give her a bouquet to say, Happy Mother's Day! ProFlowers.com has an unbelievable deal for my listeners this week, but it's so good that it's only available until Friday. 100 blooms of eye-popping orange, pink, yellow, and white Peruvian lilies and a free glass vase for only $29.99. You heard me right. 100 colorful blooms for Mom for $29.99 plus a free vase. But you can only get this amazing deal by using my code, Hartman. ProFlowers is the only way I send flowers because they're fresh from the field, beautiful, long-lasting, and a great value. To get the 100 blooms for Mom and the free glass vase, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to ProFlowers.com, find the radio microphone located in the upper right-hand corner, click it, and just type in my password, Hartman. That's ProFlowers.com or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. That's 800-PRO-FLOWERS. And don't forget to use my code, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm Groth. I'm Ed Donahue. The Commerce Department says the economy grew by just 0.6% in the first 3 months of the year. Economist Nigel Gault says there isn't a lot of reasons to encourage people to spend.
The only plus that we can see for consumers that is starting to come through right now, you know, are the tax rebates that they're getting back from the federal government.
We should learn later today if the Federal Reserve will cut a key interest rate again. Investigators in Austria are checking for possible links between the murder of a young woman and the man accused of imprisoning his daughter for 24 years and fathering his her children. Police say the daughter and her children must get all the help they need.
The victims deserve our full support and our heartfelt sympathy.
A violent month for U.S. forces in Iraq is coming to an end.
With the deaths yesterday of 3 soldiers in separate Baghdad attacks, the April death toll is now 47, the highest since September.
Sagar Magani, the Dow is up 100 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480 KPHX.
Shopping for a new computer? 5-9 Computer Services will come to you on your time to discuss your computing needs and use this information to custom build a computer just for you. We even help you set up your new computer after we build it. Don't get stuck with an off-the-shelf computer that lacks features you need and was built with budget parts destined to fail sooner than later. Call 529 Computer Services at 602-535-5699. Visit us online at aztechsupport.net and check out the Tech Talk Show at techtalkshow.com.
There was a case, some lights that were seen over Arizona, and that has never been fully explained.
Well, there you have it, folks. John McCain. Of course, he doesn't point out that he took no active steps as U.S. Senator from Arizona to bust open the truth embargo, and that this job is left to Exopolitics Radio. How about them apples, John? Don't you want to earn your salary, John McCain?
Exopolitics Radio with Albert Weber, Saturday night at 8.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's do some fun stack. Yay. Since we're having a cranky, colicky primary season. First of all, Chris,
what?
Quit sending me these articles. How to lose the matronly look of menopause. I am not going through menopause. I am too young. First of all, am I a drunkorexic or am I a matronly menopausal?
You're starting to get that, mom pooch.
The Stephanie Miller Show, early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Why must you be a carbon-based life form on this earth?
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet, and wear the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. We're the Black Tom Inn.
Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So now we have John McCain coming out saying, yeah, let's have a gas tax holiday. Let's throw 300,000 highway workers out of work. Or let's attach a bill to our children's future. Let's tax our kids. So that for 3 months leading up to the election, we can reduce the cost of gas by, a penny or two? Well, actually, I think it's like 14, 17 cents, something like that. As Barack Obama points out, for the average American, it would be about a half a tank of gas through the course of the summer that they would end up with. This is a solution? And then Hillary Clinton comes in and rightly points out that McCain is not funding this thing. So she says, let's put a windfall profits tax on the oil companies to pay for a gas tax holiday. Problem is that you do that, you're encouraging more consumption. I mean, if people are being hurt, people who have to drive to work, for example, people who drive for a living are being hurt by the cost of gasoline, then let's figure out ways for them to, A, get more fuel-efficient vehicles, B, have alternative public transportation strategies, and C, perhaps provide some sort of back-end tax credit or tax relief to them that reduces that burden, but to encourage them to buy more gasoline, particularly during the summer when the refineries are running flat out, seems to me like just not such a great idea. Not such a great idea at all. Anyhow, we have a lot of topics this morning, or this afternoon, depending on where you are in the country. And let's just get into it. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Karen in Seattle. Hey, Karen, what's up?
I thoroughly enjoyed your show this morning.
Thank you.
And, I've turned off my TV. I view the mainstream media now as basically state-sponsored propaganda.
Yeah, I've stopped calling it the mainstream media. I call it the corporate media.
I'm going to go with basically state-sponsored propaganda.
Okay.
And the generals, I think, are a glaring proof of that.
Yeah.
And it made me think of a Hermann Göring quote that he made in 1946 during the Nuremberg trials. And he basically said that, the common people, they don't want war, not in Russia, England, or America, or for that matter in Germany. He said that the leaders of the country are the ones who determine the policy, and it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, a fascist dictatorship, or a communist dictatorship. And when he was challenged, that the U.S. is basically a democracy, he said, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. And it works the same in any country.
Yeah.
And I did not think in my lifetime that I would see that quote come to fruition in the United States.
No, but it is, and I agree with you. I don't want to call it one of my favorite quotes, but you know, because that implies that I like or agree with it. But yeah, it's one of the quotes that should haunt all of us Americans. Karen, thank you very much for calling and sharing that with us. Kurt in Los Angeles, listening on K Talk. Hey, Kurt.
Hi there. In regard to the contempt of Congress, is Congress not obligated to prosecute, and are they not aiding and abetting the crime if they fail to prosecute?
Congress does not have prosecution capability. That capability has been given to the executive branch. Congress, here's how it works. Congress makes the laws.
The
original, you know, this inherent contempt thing is something that Jefferson came up with, but the sergeant at arms for Congress was to deal with things like, you know, when Matthew Lyon and Roger Griswold, the congressman from Vermont, the congressman from Connecticut in 1798, got into a fist fight, and then you started using pokers from the fireplaces there in Congress to fight about the Alien and Sedition Acts. I mean, that's really what the sergeant at arms is there for. I agree with Marjorie Cohn that Congress does have that, technically has that legal authority and ability, and did use it in 1934 once, but it's really for Congress to police its own members. This whole thing with Congressman Jefferson that the executive branch, the FBI, has no right to walk into a congressman's office. There's supposed to be this absolute separation of powers. And so Congress cannot be overseen, the legality of Congress, by the executive branch. It has to be done by Congress. And therefore, Congress has a small and limited police force, which is really just designed to look out for and look out, for corruption within Congress. And the real law enforcement authority is the executive branch. That's given to the president. The president's job is not to make the laws, it's to execute the laws, to do what Congress says, and to make sure that it happens the way Congress says that it should happen. Congress authorizes the creation of agencies like the FBI, Congress funds them, and Congress defines the laws which they are to follow.
Okay.
The Bush administration is simply refusing to follow them.
If Congress fails to impeach the president, aren't they not aiding and abetting the crimes? And I'm not just talking about propaganda. I'm talking about the war crimes, all of the crimes this administration is guilty of perpetrating. Is Congress not obligated to prosecute or to impeach?
No, they're not. They're not. I mean, you and I can argue that politically and morally they are, but as far as I know, legally, no, they're not. Congress is not the branch of government that is given the legal obligation to enforce the law. That's the executive branch. We can hold our members of Congress responsible for not impeaching, but we have to hold them responsible in the ballot box or by impeaching them individually.
And we can't. Okay, so we can't maybe have civil suits against our congressmen for failing
Well, I mean, you may be able to try, but I'm pretty sure that there are legal protections against that kind of thing. People can't be held responsible for in Congress personally for laws that they're pushing. Otherwise, there'd be no end to it. The remedy is that, and the founders are very clear about this, and Kurt, you raise a good point. The founders are very clear about this, that the House of Representatives would be elected every 2 years. They are the most answerable to the people. The Senate is every 6 years, and then for the first 100 years of America, they weren't even elected by the people. They weren't even, the Senate wasn't even elected by the people until 1917. So the House of Representatives, which is where all legislation has to originate, which is where all funding has to originate, they're the closest to the people, and that's that check. The check is the ballot box, and that's why it's so important that we not just vote, but get involved in making sure that we have some say in who are the people who we're going to be voting on. If you get involved with your local party, you have some say in who are going to be the candidates. And that's, frankly, in my opinion, that's the direction we have to go. Chris in Santa Rosa. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Tom. My question is piggybacking right on the back of the gentleman who just called, and that is basically, what good is the Democratic Party? I look at what they've allowed the Republicans to get away with and continue to allow them to get away with. And I really want to ask you, what can we do? I mean, I'm an activist. I write a blog. I've got an email circle. I send out the emails. We all send our letters. We do all this and nothing happens.
This is the exact, Chris, you are asking the exact same question that conservatives were asking in 1964 when Barry Goldwater went down in flames and the Republican Party was re-embracing the Rockefeller, essentially, wing and Eisenhower wing of the Republican Party. And the question that conservatives ask themselves is, what good is the Republican Party? And the answer was, well, okay, it's this huge machine. It's a multi-million dollar machine. It has incredible political power. It has great brand recognition. And by the way, unlike trying to take over General Electric or ExxonMobil, you can take it over without a single penny. You just need a lot of people. And so conservatives got active and organized, and they took over the Republican Party. And so, you know, people say to me, aren't you just supporting the Democratic Party? They're do-nothing, they're know-nothing, whatever. And I'm not blindly supporting the Democratic Party, not at all. What I'm saying is that progressives and activists need to get inside the Democratic Party. We need to stage the same kind of coup that the conservatives did with the Republican Party, take over the Democratic Party, and make it once again the progressive party that it was when Franklin Roosevelt was president, the progressive party that it was when Thomas Jefferson was president, when, you know, who started the Democratic Party. Let's take the Democratic Party back.
How specifically can, you know, you apparently know a great deal more about this than I do, but I'm willing and anxious actually to do that. You know, what can I personally do? What can I personally do to actually start doing that?
Sure. In the last chapter of my book, Screwed, I chronicle three people who did just that here in Portland, in New Mexico, and in Denver, Colorado. And basically what those people did is they started showing up at the meetings. They started getting their friends to come to the meetings. They got enough progressives coming to the meetings that they were able to outvote the old guard, the DLC, or the guys who just thought it was a social club or whatever. And they basically took over their local Democratic Party. And you know, one of them actually was able to help write legislation that ended up being part of the Democratic Party platform plank. I mean, they ended up having tremendous power. Here in Multnomah County, Gavin White, you know, young guy who took over the Democratic Party here in the county where I live, Portland, the most populous county in the state. The governor, kind of a moderate Democratic governor, good guy, you know, Ted Kulongoski, but he just kind of took for granted that the Multnomah County Democratic Party would endorse him, and so didn't bother to show up. They didn't endorse him. They endorsed, you know, they say, well, we'll look at the guy who's a little more progressive than you. I mean, the establishment was horrified. You know, holy cow, what? We've got a new guard taking over the party here? Yes, that's what we have here in Multnomah County. And that's what's happening in Denver. And that's what's happening down in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. And that's what you can do in Santa Rosa, Chris.
Is there a source of information about how to get involved in local
party? Call your local Democratic Party. They'll tell you. They will welcome you. They will welcome you. They will tell you when the meetings are. You just start showing up, bring your friends in, and show up and take over. I mean, it's really that simple. This is not rocket science. This is an institution that is run by its members. And, yeah, there's big money interests and all that kind of thing. But those big money interests are there in as much as they've had their people show up and become members. We need to show up and become members. Let's take over the party. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Barrios, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make you drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
The Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC.
It is a 1-0 game. The Avs have struck first.
One of the NHL's best rivalries continues in the Western Conference semifinal. The Avalanche invade Detroit to take on the Red Wings. Catch Game 5 Saturday at 1 o'clock Eastern. One team will take one step closer to the Cup. Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinal. Saturday at 1 Eastern, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. The Stanley Cup playoffs on NBC. The Cup changes everything.
Attention, 1480 KPHX listeners. The economy has changed over the last several years, and the R word has been thrown around recently. But 76 Mortgage is not so sure they're ready to use the R word. Lenders who came into the market when it was hot and used poor judgment or illegal practices to get applicants qualified for loans are falling by the wayside. 76 Mortgage wants you to know they're a proud member of the BBB, and they've won the prestigious award as one of the top mortgage brokers of the Southwest by Goldline Research. So you can trust 76 Mortgage will be honest and upfront. If you have an
arm that's ready to adjust. Don't put off getting it locked into a low fixed rate. Act now before rates go up. And 76 Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage broker, so you can rest assured that 45 cents of every dollar will stay right here in our community. So for your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-LOAN. Or log on to 76mortgage.com. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN today.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you'll drive 100-plus hours a year just back and forth to work. It's a lot of opportunities for your vehicle to break down. Change your odds. Get your car serviced regularly. Frequent oil changes are a must. Fluids need to be full. Keep your tires properly inflated. Community Tire is the local friendly place to service your car, truck, or SUV, and we'll keep you safe on the road. Hi, this is Howard Fleischman, owner of Community Tire and Auto Service Specialists. We service all vehicles from domestic to import, with several friendly locations to serve you. Now through June 15th, mention this ad and receive our basic lube oil filter, plus free tire rotation and safety inspection for $14.80. Log on to CommunityTireAZ.com, that's CommunityTireAZ.com, to find the location closest to you. Or you can call our corporate office at 602-569-4930.
Step outside midday and you quickly sense the harsh effects the Arizona sun has on you. Just as you need sunglasses and sunscreen, your home needs protection. It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide not only privacy, but also UV protection and make your home more energy efficient. It's Blind Time knows the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from our vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. That's right, It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's Blind Time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
A little bit of guitar, a little bit of truck, a little bit of hound dog, and a little bit of love. A little bit of bacon, a little bit of beans, a little bit of you loving up on me. A little bit of how it's supposed to be, a little bit of life. A little bit
9.5 minutes before the hour. Hey, a little bit of car, a little bit of truck. Tell ya, I am... GM has been loaning me some of their cars because we're, you know, they're sponsoring our show and we've been doing these ads for them. And I'm driving a hybrid Chevy Tahoe right now. And back when we lived in Vermont, we had a house that was halfway up the side of a mountain. It was our house, our driveway was a half mile long, and it dead ended into our house. And we had to have a Land Rover literally to get in and out of the house. I mean, it was just like that, and there was no way around it. And particularly with all the snow and everything we had in Vermont. And I'm telling you, if you need a big vehicle that is a hybrid, this thing is so cool. Man, what fun. what fun. Anyhow, Alan Ryder with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, is on the line with us from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates.
I am.
Wow. Long-distance phone call. This is a redefining long-distance phone call, Ellen.
Absolutely. But I have lots of news.
Great. So what's going on in the world?
The most interesting thing, I think, is two things, and they're related, is tomorrow is May 1st, and the IraqCampaign.org is planning on unveiling a 50-foot-long replica of the mission accomplished in front of the White House tomorrow.
Oh, really? They really put their foot in it when they... When they rolled that thing out, didn't they?
Exactly. Well, this is also the highest death toll since last September, 47 people. One was just killed this afternoon, I believe, or this morning.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because this has been, Meredith McKenzie is with the Secretary of Defense in Mexico. They're trying to keep the issue on Mexico. But there have been two questions, one about this death toll and There has been actually a general, he wasn't in Mexico, that a spokesperson for the Pentagon, and he said the situation reflects the challenges of military trying the militants trying to reassert themselves. Well, yeah. Meanwhile, when also asked about the fact that there is a second aircraft carrier in the Iran waters, which is, by the way, right next to Dubai, the answer was that they are not ramping up and they have no war plans for Iran.
But this is not like in the past. There have been two occasions in the last year and a half or so that we've talked about on this show where they've brought a second aircraft carrier into the Gulf. And in both cases, it was to spell, you know, to give a break to the one that was there so that the one that was there could leave. This is not that, is it?
No, not to they would have said that.
This is a force addition.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
So why are they adding to their forces? And does this have something to do with why oil is pushing $120 a barrel? Is it that the world is looking at this and they're paying attention to what's actually being said in Washington, D.C., even if the American corporate media is not? And they're saying, these guys are going to attack Iran. They're going to bomb Iran.
Well, I mean, you know, I have asked and asked the Democratic leadership about this, and I am told, no, we really don't believe that there's any plan. But that goes into my next issue, which is today Jay Camboli attended the Senate Constitution, Civil Rights, and Property Rights Subcommittee, and it was Feingold as the chairman, Brownback as the ranking members. They got into some kind of disagreement about the meaning of what a secret law is. But the issue is that this has to do with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court's interpretation, how the Bush administration interprets that, and all of this. And so the issue is that they're not allowing any of this to be heard or come to the light of day. In a very positive note on this, although it's not going to really mean anything, the senators seem to agree that a notification requirement would be a good idea in terms of the president's signing statements where they reflected on a law. But the Republicans on the committee did not believe that the signing statements, because they relate to the executive branch, had to be reported to Congress in a way in terms of asking them, you know, for their permission, et cetera.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, if there is a Democratic president, that all those Republicans will all of a sudden have a change of heart.
Oh, they're going to be so against signing statements.
They're going to try to amend the Constitution to prevent them. I mean, they're going to say, that's it. Oh, man. So, by the way, we talked with Marjorie Cohen at the beginning of this hour, you know, the president of the National Lawyers Guild, about Sheldon Rampton's piece in CommonDreams.org about the illegality of the secret Pentagon program to use David Schuster's phrase, pimping out these 75 retired generals and whatnot to the corporate media, to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, and giving them secret briefings and aid and transportation and five-star resorts and all kinds of stuff, and all of it was to be kept highly secret. And basically, you know, she said this is against the law, and as did Sheldon Rampton. But the Bush administration obviously is refusing to enforce the law. They're refusing to enforce congressional subpoenas. They're refusing to enforce even contempt of Congress citations, which is their job to enforce such things. And so she suggested that Sheldon Rampton was right. Congress should be passing legislation to say, hey, wait a minute. No, we really mean it. This is against the law. Any discussion of this at all in Congress, to the best of your knowledge?
Well, I mean, the only way that any of that was discussed was actually at the hearing today, but there's no
legislatively. There's not.
Can happen while this guy is president of the United States.
Yeah.
It's just open and shut. He just look. He's got what 7 months or whatever. He can slow mow it, and min run it, as they say, until he's out of there.
Right, but still, you pass the law, even if you know it's going to be vetoed, just to make the statement, don't you?
Yeah, but then you got to get through those 60 votes in the Senate to even get the law passed.
Yeah, there is that. Ellen Radner, TalkRadioNews.com from Dubai. Ellen, thank you very much for the report, the update on what's going on in the world.
I'll keep you informed on what's going on in Iran.
Yeah, hopefully you don't see any missiles flying over the top of your head here soon.
That would not be good.
Okay, talk to you soon. Thanks.
You're listening to Tom Hartman, defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Tom Hartman Program.
If you thought George Bush was bad when it comes to the use of military force, wait till you see John McCain. So says a big-time Washington insider in The Nation magazine. Want a chilling insight into the soul of the hot-headed warrior who openly warns America?
I'm sorry to tell you, there's going to be other wars.
I'm sorry to tell you there's going to be other wars? You better get The Nation. It's easy. You can sample four issues absolutely free. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com. After 4 weeks, you'll know why The Nation is America's widest read weekly journal of opinion. Editor Katrina Vandenheuvel, John Nichols, Robert Dreyfus, and more take you where the mainstream press will not go. 4 weeks of The Nation free. Then get 20 more weeks, that's 6 months in all, for just $13.95. Or write no thanks on the invoice. Call 800-999-6863. That's 800-999-6863. Or go to readthenation.com.
Whoa, front row seats. What'd you do, hit the lottery?
Nope, just picked up some quick extra cash from Cash for Gold.
Cash for Gold? How does that work?
You simply just call 1-800-635-6815. Request a free refiner's return pack. Then you can send them your unwanted gold, your silver, your platinum jewelry for quick cash.
Oh yeah? How long does that take?
You'll have your cash fast, within 24 hours from the time Cash for Gold receives your package.
Wow, golden.
Oh yeah, plus Cash for Gold pays 5% more than their largest competitors, and all items are sent 100% insured.
Turn your unwanted jewelry to cash today. Call 1-800-635-6815 to request your free refiner's return pack. That's 1-800-635-6815.
So what do you think of these tickets? Aren't you glad I used Cash for Gold?
Yeah, but did you pay for that guy's ticket too?
Call Cash for Gold right now. 1-800-635-6815. Turn your unwanted jewelry to cash today. Cash for Gold.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Fed is about to announce its latest decision on interest rates, and economist Diane Swonk says it may have come to the end of the line on rate cuts.
What we're doing is we're sort of winding down on the stimulus part of the monetary policy. Remember, much of what they've already put in the system is to deal with weakness today and in the future, and so they're hoping they can actually pause.
The economy grew only 0.6% last month. Economist Nigel Galt says consumers are really tightening the purse strings because they're losing confidence.
There are good reasons for that lack of confidence. Employment is declining. Real wages are declining because prices are increasing faster than wages. Home prices are down. And consumer credit is much more difficult to obtain.
At this hour on Wall Street, the Dow now up by 106 points. Four children have been taken from a church compound in New Mexico whose leader claims to be the Messiah and acknowledges having sex with some of his followers. This is a spokeswoman for the state's Child Services Department.
There was information concerning inappropriate contact and, general unsafe situations for the youth.
There are still about 70 adults at the compound. April has turned into a deadly month for American forces in Iraq. The AP's Sagar Magani reports just this week, three Americans have been killed.
That pushed April's death toll to 47, the most since September. There's been intense fighting this month in the Shiite stronghold of Sadr City, which followed the Iraqi government's crackdown on militias in southern Iraq.
Every barracks building used by the army is being inspected. That after the father of a paratrooper posted a video on YouTube about conditions he found at his son's barracks at Fort Bragg. The soldiers living in those barracks, where repairs are necessary, are being moved to other housing. And a report on terrorism from the government indicates Al-Qaeda has gained strength in the past year. This is AP Radio News. If you like to travel, you may be part of a growing environmental problem.
Tourism is one of the world's largest industries, and it leaves an oversized environmental footprint. Industry leaders say they're working on solutions, but as one put it recently at a conference in Bangkok, Thailand, tourism is both a victim of and a contributor to climate change. Among the solutions under discussion, the use of biofuels, which could include coconut oil, and a tax on visitors. I'm Rita Foley.
Some flights have been delayed or canceled at the airport in Memphis. A power failure is being blamed for the slowdown in service. A lockdown has been lifted at Florida Atlantic University. Police now have a suspect in an early morning campus shooting. Two shots were fired at a party in the student apartments on campus. One non-student was slightly hurt. How long can you hold your breath? Well, magician David Blaine has just set a world record time of 17 minutes and 4 seconds. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. When you've had enough driving, there's always a Motel 6 nearby. You can get a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain. Motel 6, we'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Business Needs Incorporated wants to know, how's business today? Have you taken the time to assess your business lately? Have you reviewed your business plan? Maybe you've achieved the goals you've set for yourself and are ready to take that next step to really grow your business. Business Needs knows changes in the market and advances in technology influence the direction of your company, and it's likely time to reset your plan. If your business climate, clientele, or products have changed, it's time to re-strategize and maximize your profits and productivity. Call Business Needs Incorporated at 602-595-5210. With over 25 years of experience helping owners accomplish success in their industry, Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
There is no question here. When people are freaked out, they go to church or their temples or their mosques or their synagogues or whatever, and they raise their hands to this imaginary cloud being and say, oh, please help me. And when that doesn't work, because it never does, they turn to their guns.
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Talk radio for the rest of us.
You know, sometimes you know what you know, and sometimes you know what you don't know, and sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and sometimes there are things you do know that you don't know that you do know, and then there are some times when...
You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync, and think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Is the Firesign Theater right? Is it true? Is it possible? Everything we know is wrong about living off the grid? Let's ask Nick Rosen. He runs the website off-grid.net, is the author of the book How to Live Off-Grid. Ever wanted to unplug from the rat race? Hey, Nick.
Hi there.
Glad to have you with us all the way from the UK. How hard it is to live off the grid. In your book and on your website, you mentioned, and this is my purely personal interest, both Sean
Sean Taylor, our producer, and her husband Rod, and Louise and I live on houseboats, on floating homes in the various rivers here in Portland. You talk about living off the grid on a houseboat. How do you do that?
Well, you know, a lot of houseboats and are kind of moored and plugged into the mains wherever they happen to be. You know, they bring the power and the water right down to the mooring.
Yeah, that's what we do.
But there's many, many boats in urban areas which are not plugged in and which get their power from wind turbines or solar panels or generators even, and have their water provided to them by boats that go past. You know, there are boats that kind of sell them diesel and sell them the water.
Or in our case, we live in freshwater rivers. We could presumably purify that river water and drink
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And or catch the rainwater.
Well, interesting. So, how practical is this? In off-grid.net, you have, you know, the best 10 best states in the United States to live in if you're going to live off the grid. You have some examples, a lot of stories in the book, a lot of anecdotes, some of them of people who are, shall we say, startlingly eccentric.
Yeah, true, but some who are just family people as
That's
well.
Right, that's right. And so what's involved if you want to live off the grid?
Well, it could be just a cabin in the woods, you know. It depends on your reason. A lot of people do it because they can't afford anything else, and they manage to buy themselves a little back lot for $10,000 or $20,000, and then they perhaps just put a trailer on it, or they build themselves a cabin, and for $40,000 or $50,000, they've got themselves a really comfortable home. And I do not mean, something grim and Spartan. I'm talking about having all the normal comforts that you would hope for.
Yeah.
Possibly not all on at the same time. I mean, you know, you could have a washing machine, but you just have to turn everything else off to run it.
Yeah.
Or else have, you know, unfeasibly a large number of batteries. But basically what you've got is renewable energy from solar or whatever it might be, and then some batteries, which are getting more and more powerful. There are these fuel cells coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your water from the rain or from a spring. And with the wonders of modern technology, you can live just like you are connected to the mains, especially if you use the kind of low-energy, very efficient gadgets like fridges and that kind of thing.
Right. In 1995 or 6, when Louise and I moved from Atlanta, we sold an ad agency in Atlanta and moved to Vermont.
We
were looking around for a house, and there were a number of houses that we looked at that were entirely off-grid. And we didn't end up with one, but there were a number of really nice ones. And actually, our best friends who live in Vermont, Hal and Shelley Cohen, are living in a house now that's off the grid. And the thing that was in common among all of those houses that we saw, and I believe Hal and Shelley's house as well, is that they were all built during about a two-year period at the end of the Carter administration, when there were significant tax credits and tax breaks and subsidies from the federal government that made it possible to and financially practical to build off-the-grid housing in the United States. To what extent are we coming back to those kind of days? What's the political future for this? How can people lobby for this? What's the status of this around the country here in the United States and elsewhere around the world?
Yeah, those were the early modern days of off-grid living, and it was a kind of combination of idealists and survivalists. But it's come back in a new guise this time, I think partly because of the technology and especially because of the Internet. So now you can be in your off-grid home miles from anywhere and still make a living without, you know, having to grow vegetables.
Right.
And for a lot of people, that's possibly the main attraction. There are lots and lots of grants. They depend on the area, and I won't go into them now. But also, the whole thing has become feasible without grants. It's just become a somewhat cheaper way of living without even considering the environment. And then when you take the environment into account, you've got a kind of moral rationale as well.
Sure.
But just the practical fact, it's just an empirical fact that if you do not have mains power and mains water, you're going to use less of it. Whatever your persuasion.
Absolutely. There's a dichotomy, a split here in the United States that I didn't so much see, for example, in Germany, where, you know, about a third, I think, of all houses now, maybe a quarter of all houses have solar panels on their roofs as a result of this German government program to subsidize this, of saying in the United States, legislatively, particularly at the national level. Yes, we're all in favor of alternative power as long as it is centralized and controlled by big business. Let's have wind turbine farms that can produce, you know, 100 million watts of power. Let's have concentrated solar, you know, 50 megawatt, 100 megawatt. But the idea of decentralized power, I wrote a whole piece for Marianne Williams' anthology, Imagine What America Could Be in 50 Years, about the idea of communities, that we should completely recalibrate our thinking and stop talking about even the whole idea of green power and all. Break that up and say we need to talk about local communities becoming self-sufficient. So at the neighborhood, at the level of the 5 houses or the 10 or 20 houses on my block or within my neighborhood, that we are all collectively now self-sufficient.
Control of our own power.
That's right, with regard to power and water and septic and things like that, and just do big utilities. That is a conversation that's not happening in the United States, because the big media, the mainstream media in the United States, is corporate media, and in many cases they have interlocking boards with these large utility companies. How do we break through that?
I think by just doing it, and we've now got to the point where you can just do it, because unfortunately energy has got sufficiently expensive that even if you're connected to the grid, actually, by next year, the price of solar panels is going to have dropped because there's going to be so many more manufacturing plants, I'm told. So really, within about 12 months, it should be makes economic sense for streets to get together and build large turbines together if they can get the zoning permission and just supplement their grid-connected power with renewable energy.
Right.
And in many cases, sell that back to the grid.
With regard to things like water, you talked about living off the grid, and one of the things you mentioned was collecting rainwater. Here in the Pacific Northwest, our rainwater is, well, actually all across the United States, ours is contaminated with mercury from power plants in China burning coal. When I lived in Vermont, there's not a single river or lake left in Vermont that doesn't have mercury-contaminated fish in it as a result of the coal-fired power plants in the Midwest. There's a giant, I mean, you know, the Earth is just this little marble floating through space. There's a macro issue within which all these micro issues exist.
Well, you pays your money and you takes your choice, really, because there was those reports just a few weeks ago from Associated Press that the mains water is contaminated with all sorts of nasty, unmentionable things that have passed through the human body and not gone away again.
Particularly pharmaceuticals.
Well, absolutely, sorry, pharmaceuticals of all sorts, medicines.
Yeah.
And it turns out which is the lesser of those evils.
Right.
And you can filter quite a lot of things away, and certainly for washing and for your garden and for your toilet, there is no problem at all in using rainwater or water from a borehole.
Right, these things called gray water applications. I mean, my wife's grandmother, who, bless her, died 5 years ago or so at the age of 96, always collected rainwater, drank it, washed her hair with it, everything. I mean, grew up in a farm in Michigan throughout the Great Depression. It was no big deal, but that was before the hyper-industrialization of the world. I mean, in the 1930s, there were only 3 billion people on the planet. There are multiple considerations now.
Well, there are, but, you know, overpopulation, I mean, people sort of seem to be surprised that there's a world food crisis really looming now, and major shortages and rice being rationed, but there's 6 billion people on the planet and growing.
6.7 billion now.
Precisely, and the bowl of rice per day in China is now 2.5 bowls of rice, and quite right, too.
Right.
And so as the least developed countries get wealthy, there is not any food to go around.
So it's even more important that all of us
can be self-sufficient.
Right. So it's even more important that all of us learn how to be self-sufficient and using local energy sources rather than these worldwide sources. Nick Rosen, his website off-grid.net, his book How to Live Off-Grid. Ever wanted to unplug from the rat race? Nick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
16 minutes past the hour.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests, no needles, no pain, just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the system, I quit.
This is Shelley, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
No stress, no jitters, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Remember, if you don't quit smoking, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call 1-888-449-7392. That's 1-888-449-7392. Call for your Final Smoke now. 1-888-449-7392. Again, 1-888-449-7392.
How do you grow your business without you always saying how great you are? I'm Jan Ziff, CEO and co-founder of Successes.com, and here's the answer. Let your customers do the talking. Imagine if your potential clients could hear direct from a happy and satisfied customer just how great your services are without hearing it from you. Our solution to spreading that word is compelling testimonials and case studies from your repeat and loyal clients. Ready for your website, for example, or an ad campaign, we'll tell the story of your business success through the solutions you've brought to them. No matter what your company does, from accounting to waste management, if you've got contented clients, we can help you grow. And in a recession, building on the good name you have is a sure foundation for success. Call me, Jan Ziff, on 480-993-0913 or visit our website at successes.com. That's 480-993-0913 or www.successes.com.
There was a time when hiring a cleaning service to clean your home was a luxury. However, if you work long hours and use your weekends to catch up on errands, then when you finally get a moment to yourself, you're worn out. There are just not enough hours in the day to take care of everything. Imagine what a treat would be to walk in your door at the end of the day and see everything clean and in order. That way you can finally relax. This is exactly how the Healthy Home Cleaners want you to feel when you're at home. The Healthy Home Cleaners will clean your entire home using only all-natural, non-toxic cleaning supplies. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and cleaning is their passion. For your free home cleaning estimate, call 480-966-3889. That's 480-966-3889. Go ahead, treat yourself to a clean, healthy home. So call 480-966-3889 and enjoy a healthy home today.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I was talking on the telephone with Tony Blair. We was looking for intelligence that he would share. I need some information that they can't rebuke. He said Saddam was buying stuff to build a nuke. Well, let's roll. Everybody, let's roll. If I'm gonna play the game and score, well, then I have to launch another war. Well, making lots of money is a lot of fun. We make it by creating wars that can't be won. We'll blame it on Al-Qaeda nearly every day, but we'll never tell the sheep, well, it's the CIA. Well, let's roll. Let's roll. Yeah, get down, Jenny. Well, gonna play the game and score, and now I have to build another war. Well, there's Romney and Dick Cheney and my daddy, too. We've
We've been planning it for years of what we're gonna do. We gave money to Osama and the Taliban, and then 9/11 started off a master plan. Let's roll.
21 minutes past the hour of the Tom Hartman program, powered in part by Teamsters for Change. It's time for a change in Washington. Find out more at Teamster.org. Larry Scott is with us. He is the chief cook and bottle watch, the founder and editor at VA. I should be more respectful at VAWatchdog.org. Hey, Larry.
Well, what you know what they say? You can say anything, just spell my name correctly.
There you go. Yeah, and most important, spell VAWatchdog.org correctly. And
that's why we do it that way.
There you go. Keeping an eye on the VA because somebody has to, and you guys, the premier veterans site on the internet, and you guys are just doing an absolutely great job of keeping up on what's going on. I'm seeing a whole bunch of issues here on your homepage, but I want you to be the filter rather than me. What are the most important things in your mind, veterans issues right now that we need to be talking about?
Right now, what I think we need to look at is the American Psychiatric Association is going to be holding their annual convention here in a couple of days. And they're
here being...
Beg your pardon?
Here being where?
In Washington, D.C., I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So the APA, the Psychiatric Association, has in the past year or so put a real emphasis on veterans and military mental health care. As a matter of fact, that's the focus of their convention this year. And just this morning, I don't have it up on the site yet, it'll be up in the next hour or so, the APA has released a brand new study that they just had commissioned, trying to find out about mental health attitudes and mental health needs of not only military members, but military spouses as well. And they astounding things, and I think this is going to be the big talk in the veterans community and the military community for the next few days. 61% of active duty soldiers do not seek mental health care because they say it will have a negative impact on their career. 53% do not seek health care because they think their peers will think less of them. And so what we have is a stigma problem here that the military has not been addressing and not doing well at all. But the statistics get even more frightening, Tom. They found that fully half of all military members and more than half of their spouses say they are not knowledgeable about the warning signs of mental health concerns that could come about during the service.
Yeah.
60% of military members, two-thirds of their spouses, say they know little or nothing at all about effective treatments for mental health concerns that might arise during the service. What this is telling us is the military is not getting out the message. They're supposed to have these so-called outreach programs, not only the Department of Defense, but the VA, the Department of Veterans Affairs. And they're supposed to be reaching out not only to our new veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, but our older veterans as well. This is absolutely proof positive that they are not doing this. And what little they're doing is completely ineffective at this point in time. This will all be addressed by the American Psychiatric Association when they meet in Washington here in a few days.
Larry Scott, VAWatchdog.org. Larry, to what extent is this, obviously to a certain extent, this is a function of the larger culture, of American culture, and to some extent it's a function of military culture. But I'd like to put it in a historical context. We used to refer to post-traumatic stress disorder in I think it was World War I, as shell shock.
Yeah.
There was another phrase for it during World War II. Was it battle fatigue or something?
You have battle fatigue, yes.
And I mean, post-traumatic stress, and there was another term for it, the Civil War. I forget what it was. Has there been a time in American history where post-traumatic stress disorder and the idea of seeking help and care for war wounds and war injuries, whether they be physical or psychological, was not stigmatized, or were those used as stigmatizing phrases even back then? I mean, do we need to go back to a time when we acknowledge this, or do we need to invent a brand new time?
We need to invent something new here, Tom, because if you go back and look at in history, those who came back with physical wounds, a loss of an arm, loss of a leg, and so forth, were always somewhat put on a pedestal. Okay, these are our heroes. We can actually see and we can quantify what they lost in service to country. You cannot do that with a mental health issue or with mental illness. It cannot be done. And there is still this kind of spookiness. Oh, he's seeing the mental health.
Well, I think that's where the word shell shock didn't imply mental illness. It implied war wound.
But it with everyone, though, at that time, whether they were shell shocked or battle fatigued, knew that person had an issue and that that person wasn't coping well because of what they went through. I think we're headed in the right direction, but we need to rewrite the book. First is awareness, not only awareness among the military and the veteran community, awareness in the civilian population in general. The studies that we're seeing now, the media events, these are all excellent, and we need to be out there to help these people coming back and make sure they get proper treatment, Tom.
Right, and right across the board, we need to destigmatize mental problems, mental illnesses, mental challenge, you know, the whole realm, and have healthcare address mental things the same as they do physical.
That's exactly right.
Larry Scott, VAWatchdog.org, the website. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Tom.
27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
This Mother's Day weekend, Ace can help you make mom happy. Plan a Mother's Day painting project and color her world with Ace Royal Paint, starting at the everyday low price of $19.99 a gallon. Now with a $5 mail-in rebate, limit 10. Or choose from other great Mother's Day gift ideas, like an Ace gift card. Shop for mom and make her happy. Wednesday through Monday at Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm Carl Edwards. As a NASCAR driver, I can't let allergies slow me down. My eyes get itchy, I try to scratch them, forget it. That's why I use Claritin. It works hard on my toughest allergy symptoms. And unlike many other allergy medicines, it won't make me drowsy. In fact, with Claritin, I'm alert and focused, so I get back to feeling like myself again. For me, Claritin really is the perfect allergy medicine. Stay alert, stay focused. Live Claritin Clear with non-drowsy Claritin.
Use as directed. Now's your chance to save on your next Claritin purchase. Look for coupon savings in this week's Sunday paper.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST. 643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Interest rates. I'm Ed Donahue. We'll find out soon if the Federal Reserve will cut a key interest rate again. Dave Siders with the National Association of Home Builders says the Fed faces a daunting economic picture.
They're clearly looking at an economy in some trouble. They're also looking at some inflation indicators that they're worried about. So they're walking quite a line right now.
The government says the economy grew by just 0.6% in the first 3 months of the year. An investigation is underway by Child Welfare in Texas into the possible sexual abuse of some boys taken from a polygamous group's ranch. There are electricity problems at the Memphis airport. Scott Brockman at the airport says the check-in process is moving a lot slower.
Passenger activity is occurring, although it is being done on a manual basis.
Flights have been delayed. Northwest Airlines operates a hub in Memphis and has the most flights. Spectacular fire damaged a nightclub at the storied corner of Hollywood and Vine. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, I'm Lee Strickman, enrolled agent, tax professional, and president of Accurately Done Financial Services, Inc. As a supporter of 1480, I have advertised on the station for 3 tax seasons. From my exposure on the station, my practice has grown considerably. The return on my investment has been over 150%. It gives me a good feeling to know that I can help the only liberal talk station in Arizona and still improve my bottom line. It is also great to have people use the services that my practice offers and have the ability to share the same ideologies. Give me a call at 623-561-6172.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. If you need an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring or upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. We pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. Keep in mind that with the warm weather approaching, ceiling fans are an energy-efficient way to stay cool. Call Evanston Electric for all of your ceiling fan needs. Our elite group of trained electricians is ready to help on a moment's notice. So for all of your electrical service needs, call us right now at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. Remember, you have the opportunity to support locally owned businesses like Evanston Electric. Call 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or log on to rewiringarizona.com. Evanston Electric, proud local sponsors of 1480kphx. Log on now to rewiringarizona.com.
Do solemnly swear.
Does this oath become nothing more
than the office of President of the United States?
Than a quaint, obsolete little exercise.
Well, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
Spoken once every 4 years.
The Constitution of the United States.
To make us all feel like we're still a part of something.
So help me God.
01-20-2009. What'll it mean to you? Talk, listen, activate your passion. 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
That's what I like about you. That's what I like about you.
34 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you. Our program brought to you by you, our listeners. This is, you know, I'm talking about get out there, take over the Democratic Party. Get out there and let your radio station know that you're listening to them. Put their bumper sticker on the back of your car. Tell their sponsors that you're listening. If you know of a good sponsor who should be advertising on your local station, hey, you know, I listen to XYZ. You should be, you know, not literally, but, you know, the local radio station. And you should be advertising there. Why don't you give them a call? And if you get a good lead, call up the radio station and say, hey, I got a possible advertiser here for you I think you'd want to know about. I mean, this is the ultimate in listener-supported radio. 866-303-2270, our telephone number, tomhartman.com for our live chat room, and airamerica.com for all things Air America, and stream and all that kind of stuff. We talked about a lot of things here today, starting out with our guest from the Ku Klux Klan going off the grid, Marjorie Cohn, whether or not we can prosecute the Bush administration, a lot of things in the news, Ellen Ratner talking about she's concerned about missiles are going to be soon flying over her head as a second carrier group streams into the Gulf, and she's sitting there in Dubai watching and looking out in the ocean there to see, you know, where, wow. A lot to cover. So 866-303-2270, our number. Vince in Petaluma, California, listening on Green 960. Hey, Vince, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. Great, great show. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
What I've done in the my working life, auto truck repair, welding for the last 50 years, own a Union Oil service station, which was during the 70s, which was one of my more stupid things I've done in my life.
Okay.
Anyway, my subject is oil companies,
yeah,
fuel prices, alternative energy.
Yeah.
This morning on television, I saw where Shell, BP posted huge, huge profits.
Right. Yeah, these two oil companies, just following on the heels of ExxonMobil, showing the largest profit of any corporation in the history of the world going back to the Roman Empire, yeah.
Well, the reason Exxon makes more money than anyone else, they're the major company that moves the oil, carts
right.
it back and forth. That's one
right.
of the reasons they do. But anyway, my thing is, now, are the oil companies going to really put their money in alternative energy? I don't think so, because that's not in their profit. This morning on television, I received a video on what is called water power. Having been in the welding, repair, prefab business, torches and et cetera, I looked at this video, and it absolutely is astounding. What I read on your webpage, where you don't like emails sent, I would like to be able to send this to you to have you take a look at it.
Yeah, my email address is on our website. I just give you the caveat that I get 500-600 emails a day, and I typically don't have the time to answer, but I do read emails that come to me, so feel free. Yeah, go ahead, Vince, and send it to me. And but even better than that, if you really want to get to it, is go to our homepage at tomhartman.com, and on today's message blog, just post it, because I do read those at the end of every day. But yeah, sure, I'd love to see it. In fact, there's a catalog, and I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's I think it's Home Power is the name of the catalog or magazine, Home Power magazine. Louise is nodding her head, that we subscribe to. And there's a company that sells a turbine for people who live in or near rivers that basically looks like an outboard motor. You know, and you just kind of drop it down a couple feet into the water, and it doesn't generate massive amounts of electricity. But, you know, if you live frugally, and I've got to figure out if it's a violation of state or federal law for me to drop a propeller into the water and pull some power out of the river that I live in. It would be an interesting one. Steve in Fort Lauderdale, you want to get back to our conversation about race?
Yes. Tom Hartman spoke earlier with a gentleman from the Ku Klux Klan.
Yes, that's how we started our show. You're talking to Tom right now. You're on the air, Steve.
Oh, hey, Tom. Sorry, man. You just jumped in there. I was on the speakerphone. The guy phoned you in and asked you about what black people did to white people in order to deserve, I guess, racism.
Yeah, the question that I posed to the guy from the Ku Klux Klan is, what are you afraid of? And this was the question that Ernest, an African-American, had called in Friday with and said, you know, we've worked for you for 400 years, but we didn't attack you like the Japanese did or the Germans did. What are you guys afraid of?
Well, look, I'm a white male. I was raised in South Africa. I'm 39 years old, and I was typically raised to be a racist. It didn't work. Because I'm as liberal as you wouldn't believe. But the thing is that racists in general, and it doesn't really matter whether it's black people, Arab people, Indian people, Pakistani people, you know, it doesn't matter. But how this whole thing comes about, is it starts off very basic. White people look at black people and go, well, we don't want them in our schools because, racists believe that black people are less intelligent. So if you allow them in your school, what's going to happen is your kid is going to have a lesser standard of education, because these less intelligent people that racists believe black people are going to cause the education standard to have to be lowered.
So yeah, I know this is the racist mantra, but what's your point, Steve?
And I know it is a racist mantra, but this is how these things come around. You know, that black people want to know, like,
the fact of the matter is, I mean, you know, the reality is, Steve, the reality is that in the United States, the average wealth of the average family that's African American is, I believe, about 7% of the average wealth, that is the assets that are owned, of the average family that's white. And there's a lot of poor, and there's more whites in poverty in the United States than there are African Americans. But when you average it out, that's what it is. And the reason why is because whites in this country have a 400-year history of having a support network, having a training network, having a family network.
Yes,
they've seen their families start businesses, they've seen their families work, they've seen their families figure out how to balance a checkbook. They've seen all that stuff, you know, totally seamlessly integrated with the system as it came over from Europe. And African Americans have been excluded from that for a long, long time. And they don't have it. Now there is a growing and strong black middle class, but in fact, I lived in Atlanta for 13 years. It's very, very noticeable in Atlanta, and it's starting to break down many of those stereotypes. And for the generations coming up, a lot of those crazy notions like the one that you just laid out are being dismissed, ridiculed.
This you're very right about. Look, I mean, I have a 17-year-old daughter who I believe is part of what I can only describe as the golden generation.
Yeah.
They no longer see the things that we were told to specifically look for.
Right. They don't see race to a large extent. No, I had, you know, far more multiracial or friends of other races than frankly I did growing up. It was just, you know, the way the society was and is. I mean, I grew up when I was a little kid. I remember whites only drinking fountains in Michigan. But the point is that this is changing. I think the basis of this, though, when you talk about the origin of it, you know, there's actually a normal and probably arguably at least sociologically healthy instinct to say, this is my family, this is my first priority, these are the, you know, and this is my community, this is my first priority, and somebody else who is not part of my family or my community may represent a threat to me, because historically the most efficient and deadly predators on earth were humans and still are. And so when there's somebody who is visibly different from you, there is a part of all of us, I think, and that, you know, white, black, whatever color, race, whatever you want to call it. When there's somebody who's visibly different, there's a little alarm bell that goes off. Oh, that person is different. And what we have to do as a society, as you know, you have done growing up in the midst of this in South Africa, as I did growing up in segregated, you know, Michigan, what we have to do, and what I hopefully our children are doing now, is say, okay, enough already. You know, we're going to, when we hear that little alarm bell go off in our heads, we're going to say, that is not truth talking to me. That there's something fundamental wrong with that message, that we are all part of the human race, you know, getting this larger picture. And I think that that's the healthy direction to go. Steve, thanks for your comments. Appreciate it. Eddie in Detroit, Michigan, listening to WDTW. Hey, Eddie, what's up? Eddie. Eddie's not there. Okay, let's go to David in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, David.
Hey, Tom. You know, I wanted to talk about Reverend Wright's Love, but before I did, you were just talking about the whole idea of racism in America. Mm-hmm. The principle that we got founded on was taxation with representation. And, you know, of course, anybody that pays taxes, hypothetically, should be getting some fair and equal justice out of this big pot of money that we just ponied our money.
David, we should get it regardless of whether you pay taxes. As citizens of the United States and as members of the community that we call the United States of America, we're all in this together.
Sure, exactly. United you stand, divided you fall. And that whole idea of racism is usually some scam artists who are trying to deny other people their chance at getting something out of
it. They're doing the exact same thing that Dick Cheney did when he said, if you vote for the Democrats, the terrorists are going to hit us again. They're taking a below the level of consciousness fear. A visceral, you know, a normal human instinct. It's normal to be afraid of other and different, just like it's normal to be traumatized by violence. We were all traumatized by the violence of 9/11. Cheney took that trauma and shoved it in our faces for political purposes.
Yeah,
racists take that natural instinct of protect family, circle the wagons, and exploit it for the purposes of dividing us.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as to Reverend Wright's love, you know, if you look at that famous quote, Cheney's got this real famous one about, we've got to go to the dark side. You look at it, that came out that morning of September 18th, 2001. Now, if Reverend Wright turned on Meet the Press that morning and saw that America was going to go to the dark side, it's only logical that a reverend who has more authority or more...
David, I'm sorry. We're just playing all flat out of time. Come on, tomorrow... Carrie Lucas, International Women's Forum, Joe Crowley. Don't forget, tag, you're it. Get out there, get active.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. And now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
When you bought your computer, you expected it to work, but for some explicable reason, it refuses to cooperate. You need help, but where do you go? You've heard the horror stories about those other guys, the ones who are more salesmen than technician. You need someone you can trust. You need 529 Computer Services. We are experienced computer technicians, and we come out to you on your schedule to get your computer working again. So call 529 at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Hello, this is Randy Rhodes. You know, I had my fair share of dental work, and I also had to endure the horrible pain that can ensue from it. So when I came to beautiful Phoenix, Arizona this past September, you remember I was still in pain from those procedures. Well, then I met Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. Mark was so great. He immediately had me stop by his clinic so he can investigate where my pain was coming from. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Dr. Espinoza, his wife Susanna, and Central Dental Care, I might not have made it through my big night in Phoenix. And I had a great time that night because Dr. Espinoza truly is the painless smile makeover specialist. Don't just take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297. Find out for yourself. Central Dental Care. Man, can they brighten your day and smile. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com. Central Dental Care. A great smile was never so easy.
Step outside midday and you quickly sense the harsh effects the Arizona sun has on you. Just as you need sunglasses and sunscreen, your home needs protection. It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide not only privacy, but also UV protection and make your home more energy efficient. It's Blind Time knows the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from our vinyl blinds and wood shutters or select from an array of green alternatives. That's right, It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's Blind Time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them. All in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Okay, Louise says, that's it. No more hemp milk. Second time in 6 years. I'll cop to that. That's the second time in 6 years I've totally blown a brick. Welcome back. I'm still here. We still have another few minutes. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Debbie, and hey, is it Hazlett, New Jersey, or Hazlett?
Hazlett.
Hazlett. Hey, Debbie, yes. Welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Anyway, great.
I wanted to respond to your comment about the Civil War vets and what they call post-traumatic stress disorder then.
Yeah.
It was referred to as soldier's heart or nostalgia. And the soldier's heart actually refers to DaCosta's syndrome, which is a somatoform autonomic dysfunction. So it's like you're sick, but you're not sick.
Right, right.
And basically, I got this from the Google and at Wikipedia.
Right.
And that's
interesting. So it was sort of like psychosomatic illnesses that were the result of trauma was referred to as soldier's heart after the Civil War. Debbie, thank you for that.
Okay.
It's great to hear. Stephen in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, Tom, thank you for having me on the show. I wanted to comment briefly on your bringing up the racial issue, and I thought you did a wonderful job, as well as Randy Rhodes, and a couple of days ago. Anyway, I think the initial hurdle we must overcome is to correct the synonymous misuse of ethnicity and race. And I think we can probably agree that all people are comprised of many ethnicities, but only one human race, like you said earlier. Wouldn't you think that makes sense?
Yeah, and also I think that we need to acknowledge that there are a variety of cultures and subcultures around the world and start respecting them rather than dissing them. The idea that here's a macro story. The second time I went back to Africa, back to Uganda, it was 1981. I went with Dick Gregory, who was an old friend, and he was on the board of directors of our organization. We were trying to raise money for this relief program. We'd taken over the Namala prison farm, and we were feeding refugees, you know. And we're flying across the Atlantic in the middle of the night, and had a few glasses of wine, and just totally jazzed, you know, here and telling each other wild stories. And he says, you know what I don't understand? And I'm not even going to try to imitate him. He says, you know what I don't understand? He says, I don't understand why America is always trying to run around the world shoving our way of life down the throats of down people's throats with the barrel of a gun.
Exactly.
He says, when you've got something good, you don't have to force it on people. They will steal it.
Exactly.
And I mean, it's a joke, but it's brilliant. And the essence of it is that we have said, we being the kind of WASP culture, basically the white European culture, we have said, oh yes, we're the great melting pot. You're welcome to come to our country as long as you become just like us. And that is the velvet glove around the iron fist of a dominator culture.
Oh my God. That's incredible. We can still celebrate our ethnic differences and embrace our genetic bond as one human race at the same time.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that what we need to be doing is we need to be saying there are different cultures around the world.
Exactly.
There are different languages around the world, and it's a good thing. We need diversity in culture and language, just like you need biodiversity in a forest for it to survive, just like you need all of the organs in your body, each one to be diversely at behaving differently and in balance with all the others. When one decides to rise up and take over, that's called cancer, and that's what our culture is behaving like. Stephen, excellent point, and thank you very much for calling and sharing it. Much appreciated. Bob in Amherst, Massachusetts. Hey, Bob, listen to WHMP. What's up?
Hey, how are you? No, I'm listening online here. You know, there's millions of people out here who I can't really relate to a lot of the things you have on your show. Now, just go off in the woods and buy a couple acres of land to build a cabin. I mean, I need capital to do that. You know, put a houseboat out there and have some windmill feeding the grid.
What's your point, Bob, other than,
tell
me how to program the show.
I'm sorry?
I said, are you trying to tell me how to program the show, or do you have a question or comment?
I'm a listener. I'm a supporter of your show. We live in a classist society here.
Mm-hmm.
People in the lower classes, really, all they do is really work. They're working and trying to survive.
Right.
Some of them have two jobs, three jobs. They live in apartments. They live in squalor. They live in neighborhoods that are broken down. I'm not sure what those people are supposed to do related to what you're proposing today with this this trust fund hippie kind of attitude about going off in the woods and being surviving on your own.
Yeah, Bob, I got it. And your point actually is well taken. There is a certain elitism to, gee, I can afford to go off and live in the woods and be energy independent. And that's what we need to address as a society. That's what Jimmy Carter, and this is my original point, when we moved to Vermont, we were looking at houses, that there were all these houses that were off the grid, and many of them were quite inexpensive, frankly, that were off the grid, that were built during the Carter era. That was back when we were all saying collectively, we're all in this together. This gets back to the point of Michael Moore's saying in his movie Sicko, are we a me society or are we a we society? And if we're a we society, then you're absolutely right. We need to be bringing everybody into this, and it can't just be a hippy-dippy or a yuppie thing. It has to be an everything thing, and that means that we have to involve our government in this. So, and you know, without that, we got nothing. Ty in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Ty, we're just about to wrap up the show. What's up?
Actually, I was hoping to. Is this Tom Hartman?
It is, and you're on the air.
Oh, man, this is awesome. I really appreciate it. Hey, I wanted to get to a lot of the issues these guys were getting to just real quick, briefly, with Bush's speech. And I followed that up with a little bit of Rush Limbaugh yesterday and just got me infuriated.
Yeah.
He made quite a few comments in regard to Bush's speech, but...
There are some genuine crazies out there, Ty. I got to tell you, there are some genuine crazies out there, and Limbaugh is one of them. Coming up tomorrow, let's try and do this again right this time. Carrie Lucas with the International Women's Forum about what the world would be like if women ruled it. Joe Crowley is going to be with us saying, don't spend your rebate check yet. And don't forget, democracy begins. If we're going to be a me society or a we society instead of the me society, it does require all of us to get involved. It does require us to show up and to get active and to get involved. Democracy depends on you. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
Did you ever hear that bed bugs transmit serious diseases like hepatitis and are only found in filthy living conditions? Well, that's just a myth. Here's the fact. Bed bugs don't transmit diseases, but they do bite, leaving behind red and itchy welts, and can be found in the cleanest of places, even hospitals and five-star hotels. And that's no myth. A pest professional is your best defense against the devastation bed bugs, rodents, and termites can cause to your home and family. Visit PestWorld.org to hire your pest pro today. That's PestWorld.org.
Neglect your plants, your laundry, your dog, cat, fish, your friends, but do not neglect your car. You don't want your vehicle breaking down because you put off an oil change. You want to drive it. Start by changing your own oil. Go to Advance Auto Parts, where Valvoline conventional motor oil is only $7.98 a gallon. That's less than $2 a quart. Buy it. The sale ends May 31st. Oh, and pick up a new filter while you're at it. Look, it's easy. Put on a pair of those neglected pants, crawl under your car, and change some oil. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
So why use a locally owned business when you need a product or service? Well, 76 Mortgage would like you to know that when you shop at locally owned businesses, 45 cents of every dollar stays right here in Arizona versus only 13 cents for every dollar spent at a big out-of-state corporation. 76 Mortgage has always used only local appraisers, local lenders, and local realtors. And 76 Mortgage has been a proud sponsor of 1480 KPHX since the very beginning. Over the years, they've received calls trying to deter their support, but they feel strongly about advertising on a station that promotes local business. In fact, 76 Mortgage can actually save you money as an independently owned broker because they can shop for the lowest rates available for you versus the national banks, which sell only their own products. So when you need a loan, put your money where your house is, locally, of course. For your free confidential mortgage analysis, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. MB number 0907413. Call 602-265-LOAN and buy local today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The Fed cuts rates one more time. A key interest rate has been trimmed by a quarter of a point, a less aggressive move than has been seen in the past few months. In announcing the decision, the Fed said uncertainty in the outlook on inflation is still high. The Fed decision comes on the same day as a report on the economy that indicates growth has stalled.
It's slow growth, but it's still growth, notes Press Secretary Dana Perino, which does not mean President Bush is pleased.
The president doesn't believe it's anything to crow about. It's something that we need to be aware of and we need to continue to push.
So does he feel vindicated in refusing to call the slump a recession?
The president has been very transparent. He's been very measured.
Perino contrasts that with Bush's critics, who've delighted in slapping on the recession label and calling his record the worst since Herbert Hoover. Mark Smith at the White House.
Gains have also slowed on Wall Street, with the Dow now up just 60 points. A lot of people are finding high gas prices hard to deal with, so what are the oil companies saying? The president of Shell, John Hofmeister, blames a 30-year moratorium on new oil exploration and refinery construction for the rising cost of oil.
We're paying a huge price, a premium, to import oil instead of producing our own domestic oil.
A new report on terrorism indicates Al-Qaeda is gaining strength in parts of Pakistan. This is the State Department's Dell Daily. Del Daily says that the terrorists are increasing in their strength in the mountains in Pakistan. The report also calls Iran, rather, the leading state sponsor of terrorism in the world. Iraqi leaders are hoping to pressure Iran to stop supporting militias within Iraq's borders. A defense official says there are plans to present Tehran with the latest evidence of training and weapons crossing the border. There are new allegations of possible sexual abuse of some boys taken from a polygamous ranch in Texas. Officials have also uncovered a history of physical injuries among the dozens of children taken from the compound. This is AP Radio News. A federal appeals court has now thrown out New York City's lawsuit that accused the gun industry of selling firearms with the knowledge they can end up in illegal markets. The court ruled a federal